Choices always were a problem for you. What you need is someone strong to guide you. Deaf and blind and dumb and born to follow. What you need is someone strong to guide you.
The draft picks that Calgary would have had to give up would have been large. I didn't know it was ratcheted up so much. We were talking about that last time.
It was a first, a second, and a third, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy. And if it's north of $8 million, it's 4 first-round draft picks.
What, would you trade Ryan O'Reilly for Shawn Monahan right now?
Would I?
Like, who do you think would get the better of that deal if that's how it went down?
I think Shawn Monahan's has better upside than Ryan O'Reilly.
Ryan O'Reilly, didn't he score 30 goals this year?
No.
Yeah, you would know, right? What was it, 26?
I don't know, something like that.
So, pretty large amount.
It was a decent amount, but Shawn Monahan's, like, was he drafted last year?
Yeah, so that would have been the pick. They would have lost that pick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And not gotten Ryan O'Reilly.
Bob, don't be scared of that sock. It's just a sock on top of a mic.
Is this thing on?
You should probably trade with Matt because you're a piece of shit Canadiens fan.
Oh, gosh.
Club de Hockey.
So, is that the piece of shit microphone?
No, it's a Canuck microphone that you're using. This is for Canucks fans only.
It's a Canucks sock.
It's for at least people who are tolerant of the Canucks.
He's tolerant to the Canucks.
I suppose you'd have to be to live here, right?
He's changed the stripes.
It'd be like a Jew living in Palestine who was intolerant of Arabs.
There's none of those.
It wouldn't last long.
There aren't.
They probably wouldn't last long anyway.
Yeah, you're making stuff up now.
Yeah. So what, do they have a war like every 2 years there? Is that just their thing?
It's kind of their shtick.
I don't think that war ever ends there.
This is the first time I've ever been able to follow it because I follow Vice on Twitter, and it's just nonstop. Like, they've got people on the ground. That's what's super cool about Vice is they put boots on the ground big time.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say, like, I'm so glad to be following this war.
No, I hate it.
I'm following Vice on Twitter.
I thought about unfollowing Vice because I'm so sick of. Well, it's the Ukraine and Gaza. Like they put people on the ground, like right in the heart of everything to report from it.
Are they Ukrainian or Russian people?
No, it's just people, man. It started by a guy named Shane Smith from Montreal.
Is he Jewish?
Dude, he's just a fucking journalist. It's like I told you, Vice is like if Huffington Post was run by adults.
Okay. Well, I guess with a name like Shane Smith, he's probably not Jewish.
No.
But he could be. You never quite know.
I don't follow Vice on Twitter, so I don't know.
Are you familiar with Vice?
Pardon?
Are you familiar with Vice?
I've seen some videos on YouTube.
Probably just things about dicks, right?
No, actually.
Tattoos on assholes and stuff like that.
No, where do I find these things? No, I watched a video about the drug war in Venezuela.
Venezuela has a drug war?
Yeah. Huh. There's lots of drugs there.
See, you should follow.
Is Venezuela where that fucking little guy was from? He's dead now?
Yes. That guy.
Napoleon.
The little guy?
Hitler.
The little guy?
Cliff Ronning.
Did I hear that right?
What was his name?
Yeah, no, you got it with Cliff Ronning is from Venezuela.
Chavez.
Not Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez was he the
Chavez is Venezuela.
Oh, Cesar Chavez.
Oh, you talking about JC Chavez. Oh wait, that's the NSYNC guy. Never mind. Sorry.
There's a guy in NSYNC named JC Chavez?
I don't know. Maybe.
That doesn't sound likely.
I'm pretty sure it was New Edition.
I only follow hockey people on Twitter, so I don't really know what's on Vice most of the time.
Yeah, and you've got like 25,000 tweets.
No.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's a lot of tweets.
I have no idea you're leading this double life of like hockey.
Oh yeah, I'm an insider.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm I'm breaking trades and contract negotiations.
You know what I decided? Hockey insiders can go fuck themselves. Because all they are is the worst kind of journalists, which is people who they say like, hey, my guy, I have an inside source that told me this, when really you're just reporting shit without actually verifying it.
Yeah, well, that's just like...
Are you referring to Doug McClain?
Doug McClain's not an insider. He's okay. A personality.
I'm glad to hear that.
Nick Kyprios is an insider, but... it's Darren Dreger that I don't like.
Oh, Darren Dreger's the worst.
He's just a little faggot.
No, Darren Dreger seems to report everything from the Leafs head office point of view. He's their spin guy.
So, yeah.
Seems like every time the Leafs are down on a player, Darren Dreger, or especially when contract negotiations are coming up, if they want to drive the salary down, you got Darren Dreger going on Twitter and going on TSN and talking about how this player needs to and be better and isn't good in these areas. And
he's Dave Nonis's brother-in-law or cousin or something?
Yeah, there's he's a relationship. Somewhere in the family, yeah.
Relationship?
Yeah, I forget what it is.
I'll bet.
They are related.
Is Dave Nonis fat or is it just his face?
No, I think he's fat.
There's some pudge.
Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, like most GMs are overweight.
I saw a fat person today.
Really? Like 300?
Yeah.
Nowadays you can't really call someone fat unless it's like 300 pounds.
Well, I disagree.
I mean, if the guy's 4 feet tall and 280.
No, nope.
I think that's fat.
Check the BMI. I'm pretty sure that would be that. Pretty sure that would be hyper obese. The BMI is wildly out of date, and I'm amazed. You know what? I'm the only person I've heard reference BMI in the last 5 years. So
really,
yeah. So I don't even know.
All the time.
I don't even know what it is.
Body mass
index. When you take a shit, and it is irritating.
The BMI
bowel movement irritation.
Bowel movement irritation.
Yeah.
I think it's bowel movement irritability, but I think it's an index, if you will.
What's that thing called with the irritability in your asshole? What's that called? It was really trendy like 10 years ago. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS.
IBS, yes.
Yeah. Everybody has irritable bowel syndrome. It's called having to take a shit.
Yeah.
So is that cleansed by the
same with
the bleaching that you can do?
Same with Crohn's. With Crohn's disease. No, it's not bleaching. Are you talking about like bleaching your asshole? How do you do that anyway?
I'm not sure. All I recall is that it was on the Fox, and they did something of that sort, and it was quite an epic morning.
It's quite an epic mealtime.
Yeah, that would have been.
You tossed salad on epic mealtime.
Oh. Epic mealtime is glorious.
I've never seen it.
Of course,
you've never seen it.
No. Don't get Scott started about trendy things.
Oh, what?
He doesn't like trendy things.
No, I don't like stupid things. Is epic mealtime good?
Yes.
I don't like trendy things just for the sake of them being trendy.
See.
No, well, epic mealtime was good before it got trendy.
It was true.
Now it seems like they're just trying to top themselves every new video.
Yeah, it is true, but it's a great story. I mean, think about it. A guy builds this YouTube video. A guy's going to Queens. A university student decides he's going to make this crazy video, and it goes viral. And he decides, oh my gosh, I can make a living out of this. And now he makes six figures from his YouTube channel. So why would he go back to school? And I think...
It is pretty cool.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's not to like? Is it trendy? You know, maybe. But I guess it doesn't mean that it can't be funny. But I know, Scott, you have a hard time separating the two. If it's trendy,
why are you putting all these, like... See, Matt, when I say ridiculous things about you, they're ridiculous, and it's obviously not true. And then you come in here and start saying all this shit about me as if I've said it before, as if that's my personality.
Come on.
And
we've never talked about it.
And it's not ridiculous. You just make... I know, but now you're saying I don't like trendy things. Like, oh, Scott, I mean, if it's trendy, he'll just stay far away from it. I've never said that. I've never intimated that.
Yeah, you're right.
Initiated.
But it is fun attacking you in that area, though.
No, it's not, because people can't tell that you're being sarcastic. It sounds like something that could be true.
Okay. For anyone that may be listening, let the record show that Scott does like trendy things, including but not limited to epic mealtime.
I don't like epic mealtime.
I feel like we've reached an impasse.
Matt, you're making me think about starting a no Jew policy in my house. Because, I mean, I don't want to let you speak for all Jews, but it's getting kind of ridiculous.
Well, what's a trendy thing that you like, Scott?
The NHL.
Is the NHL trendy?
No, NHL's not trendy. NHL's a fucking...
I mean, in Canada. But if you go anywhere else, the NHL is kind of like...
borderline.
Yeah.
It's fringy. It's not trendy, it's fringy.
What about the KHL? Is that trendy?
No. Yeah, just keep asking me stupid questions and I'll just keep answering them. This is great.
What about the Lady Bing Trophy?
Bob,
is that trendy?
Is Epic Mealtime trendy?
Epic yes. Mealtime? Probably.
Oh, yeah,
now.
You know what? It's the most downloaded thing I've ever seen on torrents. You know really? How when you go to the torrent... If you just click on a blank search bar on like a torrent website, it'll show you who has the most peers, seeds, and peers combined. And for a long time, it was just some Epic Mealtime thing.
But it's on YouTube. Why would you need to download it?
I was just
on
thinking. I didn't even know you could.
Because you would just get the videos on your computer, and not have to download them, stream them. It's for internet emergencies when the internet goes down.
It's only 6 minutes.
Oh shit! The internet's down. Where am I gonna get my Epic Mealtime?
Good thing
I have this torrent that I saved.
I have a porn folder from many years ago, full of porno videos burnt onto DVDs, just in case like there's some kind of internet emergency.
I saved them.
They're highly outdated. It's highly outdated to have DVDs with porn on it.
What if the power is lost completely?
Laptop?
For a significant amount of time.
Oh, rationing.
I'm thinking you may want to plan even further ahead. Print out a bunch of shots.
On paper?
Yes.
What the hell?
Make a flip book.
Where am I going to get paper from these days? Did you say a blip book?
Yeah, a blip book.
A flip book?
A flip book. So that if, you know, in the future...
Have you seen The Green Mile?
The Fall of Mankind... Yes, I've seen The Green Mile.
So are you talking about something like that guy was jerking off to? The guy that everybody hated?
I don't remember what he was jerking off to.
Just some cartoons.
It's not really the kind of thing that I...
Something like 1930s era movies. Porno cartoons.
It's not burned really? In your memory, Bob?
No. No, the thing I remember was the big black guy opening JC. His mouth and all the bees coming out. That's kind of what I remember.
That was crazy.
Matt, do you watch that movie with the Bible in your hand because of all the religious connotations?
No, you know what? I don't recall a lot of religious connotations to it. So.
Well, the lead character named JC shows up out of nowhere and just starts doing all this crazy shit.
I think...
And then gets martyred at the end. Or something like that.
I saw that movie once, and I was in my teens when I watched it, so...
So for you, it was
Michael
the T
Clark
mile.
Duncan, that's his name, isn't it?
Yep, he's dead now. Yeah. The late Michael Clark Duncan.
I know, that was sad. Another good movie he's in,
Armageddon. Oh, yeah. That was all right.
Not too. A lot of people have seen that. That is not trendy.
No, but those guys were for a little while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Broken Lizards.
Beerfest. And Super Troopers.
Right. I saw Slammin' Salmon. That would be among the last, probably 20 movies that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, when it come out, 2009?
Did you cut yourself off?
Was it even before that, maybe?
No, I think it was 2008 or 9.
I didn't even hear of it when it came out. I heard about it later.
It didn't really get a big release.
Uh-huh.
There weren't a whole lot of YouTube ads for it.
But that is one of the 20 most recent films you've seen?
Probably.
Do you watch many movies?
Nope. I used to. You talk about movies that came out before 2002, and I know a ton about them, but anything after that, and I'm pretty sketchy.
Yeah, I'd say in the last 5 years... I haven't watched a lot of new movies either.
Is it part of growing up, or is it just because there's more things out there? When we were kids, movies was one of the very few entertainment options that there were. It was a big deal just to have a VHS of a movie in your house so you could watch it whenever you wanted.
That's true. Also, I think the older you get, the more you realize you've already seen this pile of crap with a
yes.
title.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're far less likely to turn it off halfway and be like, this is crap, I've seen this. You're just going to see it through, maybe it gets better.
Yeah. And
you're not naive enough to think it's going to get better.
If all the movie was explosions and cheesy dialogue and a couple sets of tits here and there, it was hey, this is a great movie when you were a kid. Now it's I've seen that 100 times.
Well, yeah, and if you're just if you're watching movies just because there's tits, then you're an idiot because you could just watch a porn.
Well, yeah.
I mean, not that I would do that.
No,
it's disgusting.
No. No, you gonna work on that flip book though?
Nope. So Matt, you've got a spreadsheet there, so that's why I tossed
my blank spreadsheet.
I tossed my papers away.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Do you have it?
It'll be easier to record it.
Do you have it like? What do you call columns? Do you have columns set up?
I do.
And rows.
I want to be poo.
Well, you're already Scott, so you're going to have to wait.
Are poo and ass taken? Yes.
Yeah, so I do have it, and I figured it would be easier to record it that way, too. Record
so are we doing this draft thingamajig through the podcast? Is that what's happening?
We are.
What do you mean, through the podcast?
We're going to do it
like that makes it official?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Brotherhood makes it official, Bob.
Blood.
The Brotherhood of Rock City Hockey.
First you got to cut your hand, then you got to spit in it, and then you got to shake someone else's hand. That's the Brotherhood.
You don't come in your hand before you shake? That's I don't know who you think your brother's with, Matt, but you ain't. I'm hey, cum brothers have, with like many guys.
I may have gotten in a little over my head here.
With Same. What?
Well, yeah, I've never done a podcast before.
Well, so have you ever had a conversation before?
I've had conversations.
Well, then so you what's can the, certainly
what's
do a
the
podcast.
Problem?
Well, see, I thought, you know, podcast might be a little different, a little interesting, something I haven't done before.
Nobody's
and now
listening.
Now you're talking about coming in your hand? I don't know. It's a bit.
Nobody's listening to this.
This
nobody will listen to this.
You know, I would say it's way out in left field, but it's not. It's way out in right field. Like, we are in uncharted territory here, so you just got to go with it. You got to roll with it.
All right.
Matt, you got like some Mark Crawford voice going on over there.
Yeah, I know. I got a raspy voice going.
Do you have a cold or something? Or you just need to clear your throat?
No, I got a cold.
Do you need a lozenge?
Yeah.
Do you have a lozenge?
I don't.
Well, why would you ask that?
Well,
seems a bit ridiculous.
Well,
he's here to solve your problems.
Just teasing me like that.
Maybe he's just fishing.
Wait, I have a
I just jinxed myself because now I have Mark Crawford voice.
I have a peppermint patty. That will help.
Have you ever seen the videos of Mark Crawford yelling at refs? It's the greatest because he's like, you fucking asshole! You fucking offside, you son of a bitch! Like, of all the
no,
guys
I haven't seen that.
Of all the guys that would lose their shit on refs, which he did often, that's like my favorite because he's got that fucking, that voice.
That amazing rasp.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like
right, I think we should get to our selections, and then we can digress in other areas.
Why?
Because that's what I feel like, Scott.
So we need a random number generator.
No, we don't. We need a dice. Do you have
no.
die? Dice?
No.
Or die?
Dice essential? Well, no, not totally random.
Bob, do you bring dice with you everywhere you go?
I do not.
I bet you there are guys that do that.
Do you have a deck of cards,
oh,
Scott?
Sure there
guys
are.
That just too. Guys that just need that juice constantly? Deck of cards? Fuck.
Sure. We can cut a deck. We can do whatever.
Matt, you're asking questions that 10 years ago, Scott, would have been all over.
I know, that's why I'm trying
maybe
to...
Maybe 8 years ago.
Trying to resurrect the 10 years ago. Wait, I see a deck of cards right here.
We could pull smokes. Cut one in half.
It seems like a waste of a smoke.
So are we snaking?
I think we are. So, Bob, are you familiar with the snaking concept?
In regards to
I don't
drafting?
Know if I can open this, Matt.
Sure you can.
It's sealed, and it might be a present for
okay,
somebody.
Okay, don't open them then. Snaking
this
works
so
like
difficult.
This. If Scott is selecting first, and you are selecting second, I am selecting third by process of elimination. You're following so far?
Yes.
And then I get the fourth pick, you get the fifth pick, and Scott gets the sixth pick, and it goes back and forth in a snaking-like format, right?
Yes. I didn't say that I was unfamiliar.
Well... For anyone that's not, that's the nice thing about a podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Is you get an opportunity to explain listening. Yourself. People are listening. And
how many followers do you guys have for your podcast?
None.
I don't know. None.
None?
Joey, my friend Joey, claims to have listened to it, but...
He listens.
He says he's so bored at work that he's got nothing better to do, but like, apparently he's never heard of Merrick versus Wyszynski.
What? He's never heard of Merrick versus Wyszynski.
Here we go, guys. Okay. Who want? Let's just go 1, 2, 3, starting left to right. Matt's 1, you're 2, I'm 3. Let's do it. And then what do we do? Like, do you want to make it so that we just do this order? Matt, Bob, Scott?
It's going to be easier.
Okay.
I think it's easier.
Well, then I guess we're just going to be going back and forth. It'll be like a wave in the bathtub.
Sounds good.
All right, Bob, you're
first.
You're the guy. You're the man.
Okay.
You get to pick anything. You can pick.
Go anywhere.
So I guess we should go. You know what? Okay, Bob's picking first, so he has no idea what we're doing.
So
I'm going to pull out last year's thing because that might help you.
Okay. So basically, what we're doing. Well, Scott's pulling this out and showing this to Bob. What we are doing is we are selecting basically all the trophy winners, all the division winners, and we are picking one team to go deep to win the Stanley Cup. And we're betting on it. Now, the format works like this. Each of the trophies is worth $10. So if Scott wins the Selke trophy, if the player that he selects wins the Selke, Bob and I owe him $5 each.
Okay.
And if nobody wins the Selke of our selections, then there's no money derived from that. So
right.
There is one thing that's guaranteed, and that is we pick a cup winner. Last year I picked Chicago, Matt picked Pittsburgh. So if one of those teams makes the final, you get $25. If one of those teams wins the cup, you get $50. It's a big prize because it's the toughest one to pick.
Right.
And
Matt picked Pittsburgh.
I picked Pittsburgh.
I know. Well, he thought he picked Boston. But
yeah, that's a funny story.
The other black and yellow team.
They were equally stupid picks in the end.
Yeah, was Chicago.
I fell a crazy, lucky, wild
Chicago.
Coincidence.
Game 7, if they beat LA in Game 7, Chicago was going to win.
Yeah, that but they didn't.
Nick Leddy doesn't pull a Chris Campoli, and I'm $100 richer.
But he didn't.
And
should have kept his arm there. Not trying to freaking make an arm save like he did.
And whoever picked... if. You get $25 if your team makes the final. If nobody makes, none of us make the final, then whoever has the worst draft position gets $15. This says 20, but we're lowering it to 15 because it's stupid to just bump it up $5 for making the final. You know what? Let's just make it 10.
Let's make it 10. That's what I have down here.
So what that means is that. So, for example, Pittsburgh had more points at the end of the year than Chicago. Or they were the same, but they had a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. But Chicago made it further in the playoffs, so their draft position was higher. Chicago picked 27th, Pittsburgh picked 25th.
Right.
So essentially, you get $10. If nobody makes the final, you get $10 for your team having the best season/playoff.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I get that.
And we didn't have the heart in there last year. Matt, did you look at a list of all the trophies and then set it up?
But I didn't. Oh, did I even add it?
You didn't have the Hart trophy.
That's
like the trophy.
Well, right. Besides the Conn Smythe. Yeah, the Conn Smythe is 50. That's pretty heavy. Do you want to make that 25?
Do I want to make what 25?
The Conn Smythe. Or should we reward somebody for making such a crazy pick? Like, if someone had picked Justin Williams last year, I think he deserves $50.
Yeah. I think if you, I think we should keep it.
It probably is a tough one to pick.
Oh, it's very difficult. Like,
well, look at our picks.
You have to ask yourself: would you have picked? First of all, you have to pick the correct team to go deep and mm-hmm. then win the cup, and then not necessarily win the cup, but certainly the Conn Smythe. So it's you have to pick someone in the top two at least, right? Very difficult.
Yeah, Matt and I both took guys who'd won it already.
You both picked you picked Kane and Taves.
Well, who I picked.
Coincidentally,
I picked
Taves. Were the. Most valuable off-season contracts.
Well, you know what I did is because he picked Chicago and I actually wanted Chicago. It actually says Chicago here. It says Chicago, but
it sure does.
Scott picked Chicago last year, and I actually wanted Chicago. But,
it's missing an uppercase J.
but in an effort to hedge my bets, I picked Taves so that he couldn't take Taves for the Conn Smythe, so that even if Chicago won, I figured there would be a high likelihood that Taves would win the Conn Smythe, and I would at least
it was
hedge
a
my
hedge.
It was
because Matt knows that's how you get ahead in business is by not taking risks.
Not true. I was pissed off that he took Chicago. So.
Although Matt picked Ovechkin for the Art Ross.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, I kind of got him messed up a little bit.
Notice so. I got four trophy winners. I took Matt for $60.
And the only reason that he won the...
Did Lundqvist win the Vezina?
The only reason.
Rask did.
You don't know Stamkos would have put up 52 goals.
I'm pretty sure he would have.
Matt, you can't be pretty sure somebody's going to score 50 goals.
Sure.
I don't care who it is.
Sure I can.
It does almost seem like a sure bet, except for injuries.
Thank you.
See that, but I imagine
there's such a thing as a sure bet to score 50 goals.
Stamkos?
Stamkos would be the guy to do it.
He would have been this time last year, but now I think you can put Ovechkin in there, unless you think Barry Trotz will change that.
That is a tough one to call.
Ovechkin's getting to that age where he either has to start sacrificing goals for defense, or he's never going to win a cup, like Yzerman did.
Yeah.
He may never do that, though. He's got his money. He's got his lady.
No, apparently he doesn't have his lady.
That's right. I think it's ridiculous for anybody in their 20s who's playing in the NHL to get married.
It does seem like a bit ludicrous.
Well, they have kids, too. Like, what, Ryan Kessler had a kid when he was, like, 22 or something? That idiot?
Yeah.
Because then their careers end, and then they start spending time with their wives, and they realize they don't like each other, and that she was only into him because he was a star hockey player, and he was only into her because she was 20.
They have these 14-year-old kids that they've never met in their lives.
Yeah. Except Cole Castles. I'm sure him and Andrew were tight.
All right.
There are a lot of kids coming up as prospects that have their dads playing the NHL.
It's the golden age of nepotism.
Is that what it is?
No, there's no nepotism in sports.
Because it's kind of the opposite.
Except in front office.
In front office. Like, those kids get a shot. But even if you get a shot, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get there. Like, Mike Babcock's not picking someone's kid because they're someone's kid. He's like, look, you're gonna sit in the AHL as long as we want you marinating there.
The Devils drafted Marty Brodeur's son.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, that was a clear case of nepotism.
Yeah, but that's
wasn't it the last pick of the draft?
Matt, that's drafting. Drafting is the most important part of building a hockey team. Don't tell me that, like, oh, that's just a draft pick.
No, I know, but I mean, just because you got drafted doesn't mean you're gonna make it to the show.
Yeah, but as a franchise, you have a list of players who you think are going to be the most likely to be NHL players, and to just stray off that list and pick your goaltender's son. Especially, maybe back when there was 12 rounds, maybe that would be... No, it's still equally stupid.
Where did they pick him?
Seventh round.
Okay, well, that's
It was
that's
almost the last
egregious,
pick of the draft, wasn't it?
Wasn't Andre Palat a seventh round pick?
He was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Matt. Most seventh round picks become franchise players.
So is that Homerism?
No, it's nepotism.
I like Homerism better.
Well, I don't care what you like better because it's stupid. Woohoo!
That's better, Scott.
Homerism is cheering for the home team.
I thought it was being a huge fan of the Battle of Troy.
Oh, probably.
That's what we've been talking about the whole time, the Battle of Troy. So.
It's that Helen of Troy.
Homer's Odyssey. Eh? Oh, that minivan I rented? He's got a picture of it. It's just on his coffee table.
Homer's Odyssey. I didn't see that one, but I get the joke. That was hilarious.
Yeah. You don't need to see it. You don't need context for most Simpsons jokes.
No, you don't.
Not like Everybody Loves Raymond, where it's like, no, he's married, but they don't get along all the time. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I've never watched that show. I think I saw an episode, and the old lady, I don't know, somebody's mother.
You know what?
She was, like, outside smoking and hiding it from people.
It's not a bad show. There's no point in watching it. There's one of those things where, like, it's just a big waste of time if you're watching it. But it won't make you pull your hair out, like, Two and a Half Men or...
Two and a Half Men, you definitely want to pull your hair out. I think we've had conversations about why people like it, and it's awful to watch.
I've people at my work.
It panders to the lowest common denominator.
You
think?
Definitely does.
People at my work, people that I actually kind of like. Like, that's about as far as I'll go with coworkers, is that I kind of like them and I'll tolerate their a conversation with them, like maybe twice a week. They actually will say, like, oh, man, I miss Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men. He was hilarious. That show's really gone downhill. Like, no, that show's always been at the bottom of the hill. And Charlie Sheen is not funny.
He's funny.
You know
winning.
What? Hot Shots was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He didn't write it, though, did he?
No, he just... No. There you go. He's just handsome. So, Bob, you got... I mean, this is a lot of pressure. Are you going to pick a cup winner? Are you going to pick a division winner?
So I can pick any category.
You can go anywhere you want.
I think, like, division winner would be... Or did... Last year, did we decide we were going to do the divisions after we picked the trophies, man?
No, you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, fuck
we
that.
We just didn't... We just didn't... I think we didn't pick a lot of the division winners because we kind of went down the board. But it makes sense that you can go anywhere you want. You can pick a cup winner first. You can pick a Conn Smythe winner first. Like you can.
So I think the smartest thing to do is probably to...
Oh, hold on. I forgot to tell you. We're adding a bonus pick this year.
Bonus? What's the bonus pick?
It's called
the Silky. It's called the Silky Trophy. Okay. And that's for whoever wins the TSN Play of the Year.
Do you know who won it this year?
Tatar?
Yeah, Tatar won it this year. I went and looked because I was thinking, I wonder who's winning these awards, right?
Well, it's not an award. I get the Play of the Year award.
Well, it's our award, Scott.
It's so the only award that's voted
on by
the fans.
That one should be worth a bit of money, too, because that's a pretty wide, broad
Yeah, but it's spectrum. Also crazy and stupid to even include it, so it's only going to be 10.
Okay.
Like who would have taken Thomas Tatar to win it?
Mike Babcock.
No, he probably would have taken
Thomas Vanek.
Gustav Nyquist.
Rick Tockett.
is Rick Tockett still involved in that gambling?
I don't know. Why the hell do they care if people are gambling?
I don't know, because Vanek's getting caught up in it right now, apparently. Allegedly.
Apparently. Supposedly. It's nothing.
I think from what I read, he was just
an innocent bystander.
He was just being questioned about any knowledge. Okay. What's going on? I don't think they suspect any involvement. Although you never know.
Well, now he's got the cash for it. So.
Yeah,
he's always had the cash for it, Matt.
Yeah, but now he's.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
He's
a hockey player.
He's getting a haircut this year, isn't he? What's Minnesota paying him? What's his AAV?
I don't know.
It was
because it was like 7 last time.
It's less. It is less.
Yeah. How many guys take a haircut at age 28?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with his playoffs.
Yeah. Well, and he wasn't really good either of the last two seasons. He had one really good season in his contract year, and then he got that ridiculous offer sheet from Edmonton.
Yeah.
And that just screwed Buffalo.
He's making 6.5.
Okay, so it's about 6.5? The same.
So that's... Yeah.
Fuck, Minnesota has Thomas Vanek, Zach Parise, and Ryan Suter just plucked them out of thin air and added them to their asset list. Like, how awesome is that?
Yeah, Minnesota's done really well in free agency.
Yeah, because it's like the mecca of college hockey.
Yes,
and that's great for them. It's hard to believe that team left 20 years ago that they moved to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, of all the American teams to move, Minnesota
and to Dallas.
Yeah,
yeah. Of all places,
and then Dallas wins the cup. Like 5 years later, it's so unfair.
Well, you know what's amazing too is that Dallas
Colorado
is
won the cup the first year they were there.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
After leaving Quebec, which actually, as a Canadiens fan,
but Montreal got Jocelyn Thibault out of the deal, so not bad.
Jocelyn Thibault, but Dallas.
What deal? I'm not familiar with any
though.
Deal that you're speaking of. That's
remember Jocelyn Thibault said, "I'll never play another game for the Colorado Avalanche."
Did he?
And then that was it.
Pretty bold.
Yeah.
And he never did?
What were you saying, Matt, before whatever?
Dallas is actually a big market. Like,
people-wise?
Well, yeah, population. It's one of the biggest markets in the United States.
It's a pretty thriving hockey market, too, for what you might expect from a city in Texas.
Except the problem is that they're always going to be, like, fourth or fifth fiddle. I mean, Dallas has so many other sports teams.
Well,
Cowboys
absolutely.
Are number one.
Oh, the Cowboys are always going to be number one.
Yeah.
But there's enough people there that like sports.
Cowboys are like top 5 in North America.
But then they've got the Texas Rangers, you got the Dallas Mavericks. Where do the Dallas Stars fit in? Are they fourth even? Is there anything else?
You know, it's probably something above that too.
Yeah, well they have an MLS team, I think. I don't know.
For most hockey teams, they're not even on the radar. It's like they're third or fourth, but like second and third are so far above third or fourth.
It's a big enough market that even being fourth or fifth in that market, you still have the revenue to compete to be a player.
Does Mark Cuban own the Dallas Stars as well, or just
no? I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
isn't it
not.
The guy from Vancouver, Tom Gagliardi, or I don't know what his name is,
Gagliardi?
But
oh really? Okay.
Gagliardi?
Yeah, that might be it. No, that's TJ Gagliardi.
That's TJ Gagliardi, yeah.
No, I'm thinking of Marc-Andre Gragnani.
It's a good name.
The guy that didn't take?
Gragnani.
But you know what?
We didn't mind that trade if he actually panned out.
But. Well, it was Hodgson and Cassian, and it was also Gragnani and...
Gragnani and someone else. And
the German guy who played most of the season for Buffalo this year.
Yeah, who
German
was that?
Guy.
Mm-hmm.
The German defenseman.
Yeah.
It wasn't Ehrhoff.
But then again, it was Buffalo, so...
Yeah, that's true. Buffalo had 52
Gary could have played, Gary could have played for Buffalo this year, I think.
Who could have?
Some floor hockey guy.
Oh.
He's like 40-something.
Just say that was an inside joke. For the listeners out there.
Wait for it. I want to know who's...
Joey, listening.
If there are listeners, they're very familiar with who Gary is. We talk about him a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, see... I think I've just outed myself as a non-listener.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for the support. Thanks for telling a family, a coworker, a friend.
Wow, great job, Tom Gagliardi. Tom Gagliardi. Gagliardi.
Yeah, see, it doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
No.
The Kansas City Royals had a baseball player named Greg Gagne, spelled exactly the same as Simone Gagné.
Gagne. Okay.
I actually heckled him at a baseball game in Toronto too. Said he, "You make me want to gag." It was the Blue Jays were getting blown out, so me and my completely off the hook hammered father went and sat behind the home plate, and I was heckling all the players.
Sounds like good fun.
Yeah.
Whenever you talk about heckling at a baseball game,
I always think of
nice game, pretty boy.
Well, Eric Gagne was a
Simone
star
Gagne?
Pitcher.
Oh, pitcher, yeah. For one
Dodgers,
season. He was the one of very, very few closers to win the
Cy Young,
yeah.
Yeah. He had a couple of good seasons, I think. He was 3 or 4 years
He fell off a cliff like 2 years later. Drug problems or something?
Oh, is that what it was?
Maybe. You know what?
I think
he was involved in a steroid thing, but who wasn't? I mean, didn't stop Barry Bonds from having a few more good seasons.
No. But Lance Armstrong, too.
Yeah, Mark McGwire.
Totally got away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? He got away with that?
So
Where have I been?
Matt, you're the cycling expert. Was everybody doing steroids?
Are you doing steroids, Matt? Do you do steroids?
Well, look at him.
No. Yeah, I know. If I was doing steroids, I'm doing them wrong. So.
No, I'm in the roid dungeon right now.
Look at how beautiful his face is. I'm talking about topical steroids.
Topical steroids?
Yeah.
Like what, some kind of cream or something?
It's like trendy working out stuff.
How would you know about it if it's trendy?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. You just proved my point.
All right. So I'm guessing with the categories here, the smart thing to do would be to pick, since I have the first overall pick, whatever category is probably the biggest slam dunk.
See, that's true, in a way. It's kind of like playing poker. Yeah. It's like hockey poker. Like do you want a big hand and like pick Chicago? Because if you pick, if you pick a cup winner, you can then pick a Conn Smythe winner, and then you've got a huge amount of money riding on your choices. Everybody's going to have a huge amount of money riding on the cup and the Conn Smythe, but you being the first one to take a shot at it is going to possibly help you. I don't know. It's up to you. You want to go for the biggest slam dunk, or do you want to go for a home run? we're mixing our metaphors here.
Yeah. I think I want to just curl that
or do you
want
to
right
go for a
house.
Short do you want to go for a short putt?
I am gonna.
Do you want an overhand spike?
Are we set to go? Like,
yeah,
you can do.
Matt, are you ready
to set to go for like 20 minutes now?
Yeah, well, this podcast is almost 40 minutes old. We haven't made a pick.
We're not even warmed up yet, dude.
All right,
don't forget this. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I was gonna mention that.
I wonder. I don't think Matt's ever seen it.
it's the fine print on this competition.
Thank you for the compliment.
Says
that is very nice printing.
Matt is gay.
That's really kind of you, Scott.
Yes, it is very fine print.
Yeah, man. And if you keep bullshitting me, I'm going to institute a no gay people in my house.
Fine print has to pass the 10-point font test, and this is too small.
Is that a legal thing?
It is.
That's great.
So that's not fine print. This, I require that this be omitted.
I think there should be a law.
What is this, like some kind of a subscript?
Yeah. I think there should be a law.
Get your damn subscripts out of here.
I am not on board with this.
All right.
So that's a kind of a terrible list to be looking at, but I guess just add heart to it. We can write
heart,
out all. We
heart
could
and Lady Bing.
We could write out on a piece of paper all Lady the trophies right now, if you want.
Well, I think we got them all here except heart. So I mean, that's not too much more to have to remember.
So don't.
Do you guys
want
to? Do you guys want to add plus minus to it? I think that's pretty cool.
Oh shit!
The green jacket.
Oh, we also Matt and I were also kicking around the idea a long time ago of having the worst or the best draft pick. For example, like Buffalo, Florida, and that's $10.
Like who's going to finish last in the league?
Yeah,
or who's going to win the draft?
No, let's not. That's not.
No way. Let's.
I don't
yes.
want. No, because that's. Yes. That's putting luck into it.
Yeah. Well, come on. This is.
It also extends the duration. To, you know, before you can settle things up, because the draft lottery usually happens. Well, after. Well, a couple weeks after the playoffs.
Okay, Matt. Luck is sort of a natural phenomenon of human existence.
Go on.
But we're not creating luck by with our picks.
Okay, so
luck
you would
just kind of happens. Steven's like I didn't break Steven Stamkos's leg, although I kind of it would have been a good plan. If I had somehow figured out how to break Steven Stamkos's leg, that'd have been great.
Okay. So are we going to go green jacket or just so I can add that one in there?
Highest or lowest? Let's just go for highest.
You want highest plus minus?
Yeah, we're picking awards.
I don't know.
Just because
Merrick
we're going...
Malik? Did anybody have him in 1 year? He led the league in plus minus once. Not sure if you're aware.
Okay, so we're going to go plus minus?
So give us a list. Just give me a rundown.
Plus minus is such a garbage stat, though.
All right, well, fuck it. Then we don't need it.
Okay, good. Done.
We're no plus minus?
No plus minus.
Good.
It's been ex-nude.
Good. The red jacket is the black jacket is
black jacket.
Yeah.
Well then
the Johnny Cash
green
award
jacket get its name.
Masters.
No, I'm aware, but then shouldn't it be the red jacket if the actual proper one is the black jacket? It is the good plus minus. Shouldn't it be green jacket, red jacket?
Matt, that's stupid. Because it's fun to say green jacket. Because
I know. Then don't say
it's
black
a golf
jacket,
reference.
Then.
But black is being good.
Well, don't be a tool.
Unless you
about
play
it.
Hockey or tennis.
Well, don't use a jacket lost. Then.
I don't know what.
We're not. The jacket's not even gonna. Let's put a moratorium on the word jacket for the rest of done. The of the thing. Okay.
Done. So nobody could pick the blue jackets.
Oh, you just category. Lost that's yourself okay. 5 points.
All right.
All right.
Bob's down $10.
That's a good start.
Off to a bad start.
Yeah. I see why you guys invited me.
You're the tie of our hockey poker. Matt gets that.
I always
maybe
finish
the,
second.
Maybe the Alex. Who was the worst poker player, Ty or Alex?
Oh, I don't know. That's hard to
both
say.
Both of them thought they were pretty good.
No way. Ty. Ty is the standout there. Because Ty had the antics. The
dude, Alex had the antics, too.
But nobody folds queens and then tries to like and then tries to say, I actually won that hand and I mucked it. I want my money, right? So
oh, yeah. Sorry.
He's the only person that's ever done that I'm aware of. So, but I think the funniest, if we were going to go poker awards, that award goes to James for calling.
For playing 5-6 offsuit.
Yeah, for playing 5-6 offsuit versus
pocket aces. And winning.
Pre-flop and winning with a straight.
Yeah.
Happens.
He flops the straight.
It was Matt's it was cousin.
He lost it.
How did he play the 5-6, though? Did he raise with it? Or
no,
did
it was,
he call
no,
raise?
He just he went all in. My cousin went all in, and James said,
I'm
going to
call
what?
Because
this would be
it's
hilarious.
Stupid.
This would be hilarious and totally stupid, but it would be funny if I won. And
they made a straight on the river.
Wow. Those are the worst kind of guys to lose to, because you're like, you don't even give a shit about this. You're not trying, and you beat me.
It's like being murdered by Ted Bundy. No, Ted Bundy's handsome. It's like being murdered by John Wayne Gacy. No, because then you get raped first. You know what? It's like losing to James in a poker hand.
Marge, I think I hate Ted Koble.
No, I find him witty and informative. How can a news reporter be, or how can a newsman be witty? They're just reading off of a stupid teleprompter.
With their tone? I don't know. All right, so what is your first selection, Bob?
I am going to vindicate you, Matthew, and I am going to
Pittsburgh
choose,
for the cup.
No. Steven Stamkos for the Rocket Richard.
You're taking Steven Stamkos?
Yeah, I figured that to be the biggest slam dunk.
Okay, and
You know what? I think Boston's going to have an off year. Boston, like, last year was the, like, won their division by a landslide, right?
Yeah.
Who else is in that division? Is that the Metro or the... Oh, it's got to be the Atlantic,
that's the Atlantic.
That's the Atlantic.
Well, it's Toronto, the Montreal, New York, Chicago. New or not Chicago. I meant Toronto.
Boston,
New
York, Montreal,
Ottawa.
It's Boston, Montreal, Toronto, Buffalo, Tampa, Florida.
Oh, no. Tampa and Florida are in different divisions.
No,
they're, or no,
no,
it's,
they're in the
it's
same division.
Carolina's in a different division.
Carolina's in...
which makes no sense. Yeah. Yeah, Carolina's in the Metro division. Because we're all familiar with the greater metropolitan area of Carolina. The famous metropolitan Carolina. Not even a state.
Okay. So, is it me next then?
No.
It is, because we're going clockwise after that, right?
No, we're going Matt, Bob, Scott. That's what we agreed.
Matt, Bob, Scott?
Yeah, you're
well,
one.
In this case,
remember?
Bob,
remember
Scott.
Remember in the random number generator, it was 1, 2, 3, and we decided that's how we were going to do it.
One,
he's right.
2, 3?
Yeah.
So he's right. It went me and then him.
Because he won.
Oh, okay.
He was 2 on the random number
so you're
generator.
Going next.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you like?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to be here a while.
We're going to need to talk about The Simpsons a little bit more.
Okay. Well, we can buy you a bit of time if you need.
I'm just going to go Crosby for the Art Ross.
Okay, I figured you might.
So, Bob, I'm going to give away a little bit of strategy. Oh, you know what? I don't know if... I'm going to give away a little bit of strategy. If Matt and I have already made our picks, so say Matt takes somebody
for
the Art
Ross.
Oh,
you don't have to tell me.
Right now.
He understands.
If Matt, somebody takes, if Matt takes an Art Ross
player.
Then
I want to immediately choose an Art Ross player to slam down my dominance.
Yes. No, you're going to want to save that till everything else is off the board.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you're a gambler. You know how it works.
I'm taking Pittsburgh in the Metropolitan Division.
So then it's me.
That's correct.
Jeez. Already.
I know.
I get to be in the middle every round.
No, no. It goes... It's we're sneaking, so Matt gets 2 in a row.
Oh, right, that's yes. Right.
Okay.
Damn you, Bob.
Good thing I'm here.
Okay, let's go with... I'm going to go Boston. No, I am going to pick...
Matt's got his fucking... I can't wait till you lose.
Okay, fine. Well, then maybe I'll lose, and I'll be a prepared loser. So, I'm going to... Oh, I wasn't expecting to make 2 picks in a row. I should know this. I'm going to pick Anaheim to win their division.
You're not going to Vancouver?
No.
Matt, you are...
That means they're still on the board for me.
Matt, you should have had nepotism and gone for Vancouver.
Although, my brother said the same thing to me. I told him no as well.
To pick Vancouver?
Yeah. He was... Yeah, and he's like, come on. What kind of fan are you?
Okay, now it's your turn again, Scott.
All right. Hart Trophy, hey? What's the next most obvious thing? Fuck.
The Calder.
Yeah.
The Calder is obvious.
I've got my Calder pick.
Yeah?
It's a sneaky one, and I'm hoping to save it. I can go for... I'm going Ovechkin for the Rocket Richard.
Yeah, I kind of figured that you were going
to... I'm just going to make all the same picks. It's actually not far from the truth.
Why are you writing Rocket Richard?
Ovechkin.
Apparently you're picking Maurice Richard to win his own trophy.
You're picking Maurice the Rocket Richard to win the Richard trophy.
You know what? Stranger things have happened. Actually, no, that's not true. So it's...
Well, he's dead.
So it's Bob and then Matt?
No, it's me and then you again.
Oh my god. This was a mistake. Bob, get out. I mean, inviting you.
Actually, it's me twice. And then
it is Bob twice and it's back to you, Scott, so...
So,
Jesus Christ. I'm glad one of you guys at least knows what's going on. Don't forget the Hart and the Silky.
Like, yeah, I won't.
Okay.
And what about the Silky?
I just fucking said that, man.
All right, I'm going to go Hart Trophy, Sidney Crosby.
Not bad.
How come you already have Scott down for...
2.
Oh, yeah, you...
It's snaking. Yeah. Just as long as one person doesn't have 2 more than anyone else.
See, I just hedged right there because Scott's got him for the Art Ross. So if he wins the Art Ross, he'll likely be a candidate for the Hart.
Oh, you know what?
In which case,
Yeah, he popped. You know what? He might just get nominated for the Heart if he wins that, right, Matt?
Maybe.
Well, he's a candidate, so he must be nominated.
What about if he's a finalist? But everyone's a candidate, or is no one a candidate?
Yeah, Bob.
Yes.
Where are you on semantics? What's your take?
My take on semantics is that...
Bob, do you smoke cigarettes?
I do.
Well, fucking go for it, man.
I left them in the car.
This is a judgment. You want one?
Sure.
This is a judgment-free zone, bro.
You got an edge.
You want some weed?
I don't really smoke weed.
Oh, it's great for picking hockey players.
I think New Year's was the last time I did. So
that's a shame.
I'm like a twice a year kind
of. You live in Lanceville. You can just fucking walk down the street.
I don't live in Lanceville anymore.
Where do you live?
I live not far from here. I'm on Lavio.
Oh, Labieu.
Labieu.
Mario Labieu. Oh,
I get two picks, don't
you're
I?
Up again, huh?
All right. Hang on, let me light my phone.
Oh, I should move the butt bucket over here. I hope you leave big butts.
Do you like big butts?
Yeah, I like big butts. And I tell the truth. Always.
That's very upstanding of you.
So my pants are falling down.
I noticed that, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. When you got up last time, I was like, that looks like underwear.
I'm going to probably change it to something.
It was like
better.
4 inches of underwear.
It's a long way.
4 inches plus 6 is 10.
As long as we're on semantics.
Okay. Well, that's maths.
All right, for my next slam dunk choice.
Michael Jordan. LeBron James.
Is it actually?
Julius Irving.
The divisions that are... we've only picked
Division
two.
Is a pretty slammy thing, right? It's much more slammy than most of those picks.
Yeah, but there's a lot of toss-ups.
I need to pull.
I don't want to tip my hand too much, but I don't think it's given anything away.
We'll think you're gay if you do that.
Yeah. You should see the way I drink tea.
I drink tea with my penis sticking out.
That's a South American way, I think.
Oh, here we go. Divisions.
Oh, it's good to have them up like that, yeah.
Last year, because there were just two of us, we actually did save the divisions for after the trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to... Matt could pick first for the Atlantic, it was, I think, or for the East, and I could pick first for the West. Because if you're picking first for the divisions, you have a massive advantage. But now that there's three of us, everything's on the board all at the same time.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying there for sure. A lot of the divisions are not really slam dunks. No. Who's going to win the Central? You know,
yeah,
is it going to be Chicago or is it going to be St. Louis? It's most likely one of those two teams.
Yeah, that's what I figured too.
But is Colorado going to be worse next year?
Oh fuck yeah!
No Stastny?
Colorado will.
Well, Colorado will be worse. Yeah.
They will probably not make the playoffs.
You're saying this was a bit of an anomaly this year?
I think so. Yeah,
it was an aberration.
I think this surprised a lot of people, and like you can do a lot with surprise when like as a. Oh, I'm trying to think who says this the most. Maybe Nick Kyprios. When you're playing with house money, you know, like it's easy to play with house money. And I think in a lot of senses, Colorado was last year. There was no expectations of them to do anything.
Nick Kyprios is such a cliche machine.
He is, but a great cliche machine.
No, Matt, opinion. Clichés are stupid. Clichés are great for if you're like breaking something down and then you toss one in. But if it's just like at the end of the day,
yeah, but
this one's a
but that's Nick Kyprios. That's why they have him on there.
Okay, well, fuck Nick Kyprios.
Okay. My favorite Nick Kyprios moment was his tweet about beating those fuckers at
fuckers
TSN.
At TSN.
That was the best.
That was great.
Yeah, well, that's obviously number one.
Otherwise, I don't really care for Nick Kyprios. But
well, you don't. Do you listen to Hockey Central at noon?
Occasionally.
Like, you podcast it?
Or no, do you, no. You it's on TV.
Oh, right.
I sometimes catch it on TV.
I would rather listen to it.
Yeah, see, I don't watch TV. I'm better than everybody else.
TV's too trendy.
I'm glad you're clearing
that. Do you listen to podcasts at all, Bob?
A little. I haven't much lately. But yeah, I've listened to Merrick Wyshynski a lot.
See, I think that's what ruined me for movies and television. Was the
podcasts
fact that,
are pretty great.
Yeah, but you can do stuff while you listen to podcasts. You can't, like, a movie takes all your attention.
I find, though, if I try to do something while listening to a podcast, then it all ends up becoming just background noise, and I don't even know what they're talking about.
Like, do stuff as in what?
It's like, well, if I listen to a podcast, it's almost like reading for me. Like, I kind of dial in and listen. I don't do anything else.
Oh, really?
If you ever read the book and you start thinking about something else, you realize you don't even remember what happened in the last three pages.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. That's kind of the same thing with a podcast for me. If I'm doing other things, then it depends on how robotic the things are. I mean, I could probably do the dishes while listening to a podcast and not lose any of the content. But if I'm trying to, I don't know.
I work while I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, see, if I had to do any kind of thinking, then no, the podcast would just be out the window.
Yeah. I can play video games and listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
like thinking video games.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like, what are thinking video games that you play?
East Side Hockey Manager 2007, Civilization.
You have that?
You know about it?
Oh, yeah.
I've like destroyed my life with that game just because of how good
it is. I used to play it a long time ago. Really? I played it with the original version.
Oh,
I didn't play the newer one.
It's so good. The game's from 2006 and it holds up. Like, they've come out with a new one, Franchise Hockey Manager. Some other company did, and apparently it doesn't hold a candle to the to the original. Dude, you got to ash that thing. I mean, more than just on the floor like you just did.
I did not.
Hedge your ashes. So, you're going to go Henrik Sedin for the Art Ross?
That seems like a wise pick.
That's a three-point shot.
Yeah. Would I get extra if...
No,
that's the shame of this game, is that there's no extra. You get extra if you pick Justin Williams for the Conn Smythe last year.
That would have been worth a lot. Who did you guys pick? Taves and Kane, that's right.
Caves and Tane.
Caves and Tane. Okay.
Tane and Caves, yeah.
I think I am going to go... You said Anaheim for the Pacific?
Yep.
Damn it, I think that's probably true.
That was a slam dunk.
I think so.
That's why I picked it first.
Because LA is up there, but the problem with LA is they always kind of...
They're a crappy regular season team.
Yeah, they get
actually,
by.
Actually, that's not true. They're not crappy, but you can't count on them to like kill it because they seem to be lazy and just limping. Yeah.
Well, they're a playoff team.
They are. They're a playoff team.
They're big, lumbering, fucking badasses.
And they just know when to turn it up, that's all.
Yeah. So. Like Boston. Well, Boston won a cup, so...
Yeah.
I shouldn't diss Boston for whatever.
Okay, I am going to go... Pittsburgh to win the Metro.
It's already taken.
Fuck. What?
I took Pittsburgh was my first pick, and then I picked Anaheim to win the Pacific.
Oh man, you just fucking forfeited a pick, Bob.
I did not.
Shucks, eh?
I don't like anybody else in that division.
No, I know that's why Pittsburgh? You kind of have to go with trophies at this point.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's a good pick for that. That's a good pick by Matt. It's not like I think New York just had a lucky season.
Oh, absolutely, they did.
Like playoff, New York and Montreal.
They had a pretty solid depth team,
yeah,
but they lost a lot of that depth.
They benefited from the East just being a colossal
totally
mess this
up.
Year.
Yeah, it was awful.
Like Boston and Pittsburgh were the class of the East by 8 points. The next highest team was Tampa Bay, and if Tampa Bay had their goalie, it might have been a different story. And there's a cliche for you.
If Pittsburgh had their goalie.
Tampa lost their series 4 straight, though. I don't know that a different goalie would have made enough of a
difference.
Oh,
man, it's so important, man. It's so important, a goalie in the playoffs.
Yeah, they might have lost 4-2.
Yeah, Price made...
They might have won
4-2. Price may have made that difference.
Price was big. Price was huge.
But you wouldn't...
I'm going to pick Carey Price for the Vezina. How's that?
Okay. That's a good pick.
That is a good pick, actually. It's one of my picks. Well, it's not... But with the goalies... It's hard to say. Like I had a top three, but I figured like there's no like how do you pick one that's gonna be a winner. So, back to you, Scott.
Oh boy. I'm gonna take Dustin Tokarski for the Silky. JK. Not final answer. Oh boy.
You are the weakest link.
I should take a division winner, I guess. Boston's still out there for the division?
Yeah, they are.
Let's do it.
That's kind of the obvious pick. That's where I was going next.
All right, you boys entertain yourselves. I'm going to do a pee.
Okay, I've got two
Matthew
picks
gets two
here,
picks so. Now.
You know, I'm going to go Chicago for the Central. Because I think they're probably
going
to manage
Matt's to... going all division.
Because...
He's the all division team.
If St. Louis had... If St. Louis still had Ryan Miller... then I would say, you know, maybe Chicago, maybe they have a chance to edge Chicago, but I just feel St. Louis is maybe, like, they're going to be...
Who do they have?
In goal?
Yeah, St. Louis.
I don't even know. Who do they have in goal? That's a good question.
Because I don't know that they solved their situation. I think they're still going with the Jake Allen and...
I think they are, too. Like, I think they're going to probably end up making a signing, but...
What's his name, the other goalie? It's been a carousel there for a few years, so...
I know, and that's why I can't even remember.
A horse tornado, if you will.
That's pretty good. Let's look
at that. That's an internet meme that I saw.
A horse tornado. Okay, who do they have there? Just so I can...
It's like a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brian Elliott, right?
Brian Elliott, that's the guy I was thinking
about. But, like, Brian Elliott and Jake Allen, like, they're pretty high on Jake Allen, but I don't think he's ready to go yet to be a 60 starts guy, but...
yeah, no.
Brian Elliott's all right, but, like, he's not going to... He's not going to get you through. So I think they're going to end up picking up a goalie sometime during the season. I think they have to. I don't think they have a choice. But they kind of got burnt last year picking up Miller. And yeah. It was unfortunate, not because Miller played terrible, but because I think they – I don't know.
Do you think the Canucks are a better team with Miller?
Yes, I do think they are.
It's got to be an improvement on just having Lack.
It is. And you know what? I like Lack a lot. I think, you know, you get Miller for 2 years and you start and you can move him in the third year kind of thing and it's not a big deal for you, right? Because someone will take him on with a year left, mm-hmm. right? That's kind of how I feel. But
I didn't mind that contract. I'm glad they didn't give him 5 or 6 years or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would have been potential to be a weight. On
yeah. No, Scott, we're just talking about St. Louis and how they're... They may have some goaltending issues. And
they,
that's
did, they didn't get a goalie?
No. They didn't get a goalie yet. They have Jake Allen and Brian Elliott, which is weird because I figured they must have taken some.
Drugs. To be that stupid.
And I am going to take... for the Rocket Richard. No, wait. I don't have to pick that one for a while.
No.
That's why you highlighted it yellow.
That's right. So I can stop those that's mental impairments.
That's a P pick.
Yes. Let's go with, and you selected them for, so I selected Chicago in the Central Division, Scott, in case you missed that.
I definitely missed that.
And for...
Did somebody take Anaheim for the Pacific?
I did, yes.
Damn.
Those are the first two picks, right?
San Jose is not supposed to be so good next year.
No,
right?
That's kind of what I figured. And they're good in the regular season, but horrible in the playoffs, it seems.
See, I think Boston's going to have a big step back season. I think Boston's window closed without us really noticing.
Boston's window closed? You think?
Oh,
so?
Yeah, big time.
I don't know that their window closed. It's getting...
I don't think Boston's going to...
It's closing.
I don't think Boston's going to win a cup for the near future. I don't think Chara's got it anymore. I think that for a couple years he was just so unbelievably good that they couldn't not win. And yeah. Now I think it's over for him in terms of being that good. I think he's still probably a top 10 defenseman. Just for a while there he was so much better than every other defenseman in the league.
He's got to be probably in the post, you know, the first salary since Cap came in.
The best UFA ever?
The best UFA ever? Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of somebody who's had more impact on his
Scott
team.
Scott Gomez? Yeah. They got Ryan McDonough
Fuck
for him.
You.
Oh, you must hate that trade. Poor guy. Hey, that's obviously worse than Keith Ballard for a first and Michael Grabner, but still, I mean, that's pretty much, that's like for me and Matt, I think that's our
I wonder with Keith Ballard, though, if it wasn't just not a fit.
He was riding the pine in Minnesota this year, so I'm pretty sure he sucks.
I'm gonna go right to the Stanley Cup winner.
Whoa!
And I'm picking Anaheim to go.
Anaheim.
Whoa!
Kessler living the dream.
Yeah, because I think Anaheim's got a. I think they're gonna be big. Like I think they're gonna make a big splash this year because you know they pick up Ryan Kessler, and they still have a lot of picks that they could trade in a pinch to get better in a hurry. So I think they're gonna make a big run this year. They may end up picking up a goaltender if their goaltending situation doesn't improve by December or January kind of thing. And I think they're going to make
a big
push.
How do you pick up who picks up goaltenders? St. Louis picked up a goaltender. It didn't work. Yeah, pick your stupid team. I don't care.
You could, you know what, but you don't need unbelievable goaltending to win the Stanley Cup. Look at Corey Crawford. So
you need an unbelievable team if you don't have
solid. You need solid goaltending, but you don't need unbelievable goaltending. Look at Henrik Lundqvist. Like he's very good. Undoubtedly one of the top three, but What do you do?
So anyways, I think once. So I'm picking. Well, I mean, even once LA came back against San Jose, Chicago was probably the only team in the league left that could handle them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. With a third person, though, we're not going to have. We don't have to specify East and West, but. If I take a Western Conference team for my cup next with my next pick, should we say Bob has to take an East? Do we do that?
No.
So we could all potentially
We could all pick in one conference. Like everyone.
That would be so dumb for the third person, though.
It would be, but think about it this way too. Who's the stronger conference by a country mile? And it's definitely the West. So I mean, there's no one team that's going to be the absolute perennial favorite. Like you can say Chicago, right? And you can pick Chicago, and I imagine someone's going to.
So I'm picking next.
Yes,
that is correct. Tough one.
Hart Trophy, hey. Should I hedge my bets and take Getzlaff? I guess that's not even really hedging.
I don't know why you'd hedge that. That's regular season.
Did I already take? Oh, you took Crosby.
I took Crosby for the Hart.
Took Crosby. God damn.
Sergei Bobrovsky is still available.
Bob, yeah, I take Bob. I like
goalie
that.
Bob. That's you, Bob. Edmonton. You know, I think Winnipeg's going to turn it around this year.
So are you taking them in a conference somewhere?
No. I just think they might get up to 88 points.
Okay.
Evander Kane for the Hart Trophy, is that your pick?
No.
That's not a bad Hart pick.
A stupid Hart pick, man.
Matt's just playing the devil's advocate.
Marge, do you mind if I play devil's advocate? Ding, 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 ding.
Have all the divisions been selected?
Yes. Well, all the no. Like the first the oh, first yes. ones. Yeah. We have Boston, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Anaheim.
Matt has three of those. He's trying to corner the market.
San Luis for the Central. No! 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 No!
Too late,
no! No! Fuck you! Too late.
I'm teasing. What do you want? Because that is the no-brainer second pick for. For the Central Division.
But they don't have a goalie.
I kind of think so.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
They added Paul Stastny. I mean, that's they are a deep team, four lines.
They're going to get through, and like, you think Colorado's going to be really challenging?
No, but maybe I don't.
Minnesota. So are they even in that division? Yeah, they are.
You took Chicago for the Central?
I did. Yes.
Well, this is so much harder than it was last year.
I know. It's really difficult.
Because last year it was just like, well, I'll just take one of these guys then. Yeah, but now I gotta pick.
But you could have left that division for later because no one else could come in and take a team, right? So if you had a second best team that you thought,
yeah, you're right. That would be stupid to take that now, wouldn't it?
No, well, not
necessarily. Well, last year it would have, but now if you pass it up, I could take somebody, and then you could be screwed.
Think about it. Who's the third pick? Is a stupid pick in the Central Division. You have to pick either Colorado or the Wild, right? Which is.
I'm going Ryan Suter for the Norris. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good pick because...
Right. He played 2 minutes and 20 seconds more than any other player in the league this year.
That doesn't mean he's going to be a Norris winner. He wasn't even a finalist.
That means Minnesota doesn't have anybody else that they trust.
Okay.
That's true. But so, it's my turn to pick two choices.
Yep, you've got two.
Okay, so what have I got? I've got Hart,
you've got Vezina, and Rocket Richard.
I predict I'm going to do not very good this year. I have a bad feeling about this. That Ryan Suter pick was just because I got tired of waiting.
I understand.
I'm tired of trying to think of something. I just went to NHL stats and just, who played the most? Okay, Ryan Suter, that's my guy.
I'm going to pick Taves for the Selke.
Why didn't I take Shea Weber?
I almost grabbed that one.
Is it you again, Bob? Or is
it is. He's got two. A good pick.
And I'm going to go... Do I want to switch over to divisions now? I haven't picked a division yet.
No. You going to go St. Louis and Central?
No, not quite ready.
No love there, right?
Jump in there. Okay, what's below that? Worst draft pick. Yeah.
No, that's basically, it's all one. The worst draft pick, the Stanley Cup finalist, and the Stanley Cup winner, you pick. It's just in three different categories. But basically, it's all one pick. And essentially, the team that does the best has the worst draft pick. So the team that we
picked. Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay.
Anyways, it's just the way it's formatted there is all messed up.
The worst draft pick is like, it's like a $10 consolation prize if nobody gets to the final.
Okay, I got you. Sorry. For some reason I was thinking like S draft pick, you know, like worst finish in the league.
By the way,
worst place team.
If two people make it to the Stanley Cup final, the $25 for making it there is wiped out. Only one person can win.
Yeah.
Okay. Only one person can get a money prize for the best team.
Right. Okay.
It's either 10, 25 or 50. Okay. And nobody gets anything else.
You wiped out my Taves for the Selke there.
What did I? And Scott Suter for the
Nurse. Not Suter.
And Taves for the Selke. Certified. All right, go ahead. When you're ready.
Wait, it gets tougher now.
Yeah, it is. Because it becomes about trying to prioritize which one you're going to pick. Which one seems to be the most... the biggest slam dunk at this point, right?
I'm going to pick Malkin for the Art Ross.
Oh, that's sneaky. I never thought of that. You're thinking Crosby's getting injured.
Well, I've got Crosby for the Hart, so...
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a hedge.
I'm going to go with...
I think you're over the hedge.
I'm going to go with... Steven Stamkos for the Lady Bing.
Interesting.
No.
Where am I going to go with?
Lady Bing is the worst trophy, though, isn't it?
I mean,
next
not Lady
to
Bing,
the Mark Messier
Hart,
Leadership
but,
Award.
I meant Hart, not Lady Bing.
What about
Bing?
GM?
The best GM.
Where do I want to go
That is kind
with?
Of a dump award.
I'm either going Ovechkin or Stamkos for the Hart. Not Lady Bing. That's not what I'm thinking of. The Hart. That's tough. Ovechkin's kind of the... favorite in that category, in my opinion.
Ovechkin has three hearts at this point, or four?
Yeah, he's got a couple, just because he's such a big contributor to that team, and I have to assume he's probably going to be...
So that's your pick?
Yeah.
No Stamkos for the Lady Bing?
No Stamkos for the Lady Bing.
Now it's on the table for me.
No,
Mac would just pick it right now.
Mac gets two picks.
And... you know what's hilarious, too, is that if you really want to go off the board and adopt a hedging strategy, and let's say someone like either you or Scott want to take pick some sort of Anaheim player for your Conn Smythe winner, you'd never do it in a million years because it's kind of all or nothing.
We already covered this idiotic strategy that you used last year, Matt.
but it works well. But it works well with two people.
But it's no fun. It sucks all the fun out of the game.
No fun.
It's like betting on your. It's like betting against your favorite team. Although betting against your favorite team is a good strategy.
Is it?
For sure. Because, I mean, you're going to be pissed off either way. You might as well get some money out of it.
Betting against your team?
Yeah, if your team loses.
It's true. Yeah, at least you get some money.
But then money fucks with your head, though, because then you'll start rooting against your favorite team.
No.
And in the long run, how much fun is $25 going to get you versus a lifetime of championship glory?
Well, that's why it's worth it to pay the $25 and lose that.
I have an issue with... I think that I would start rooting against my team, or I would at least feel good about it.
For
and I don't want. I want it to hurt. If my team loses, I want it to hurt. That's the thing.
But anybody's favorite team usually loses in the... You know,
I'm saying if it's the Stanley Cup final or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it better if you know it's going to hurt? Isn't isn't the winning so much better?
I wouldn't bet against my team in the final.
No, I wouldn't do it either.
I'm going to take Jonathan Drewin for the Calder.
Oh!
Was that your sneaky pick, Scott?
Or, no.
Come on, how sneaky is that? That's like probably the most obvious pick.
Well,
none of the first rounders this year are really projected to be great, and he most certainly is.
Yeah.
So. He's for sure the guy from last year who's got the best shot.
Well, that's kind of what I was looking for. So,
is it me now?
No, it's me.
It's Bob. No, wait.
No, it's me.
It's Scott.
It's always me after someone picks two.
It goes me.
You just picked two, and then Matt picked one.
Matt, Scott.
Yeah, Scott's always in the middle. He never picks twice.
Yeah.
But I do pick best.
So, if you're picking, or if I'm picking, Scott's next.
All right, I'm just going to go for John Gibson for the Calder.
And nice.
Let's just
John
do it.
Gibson.
That's a good one. I like
that. That was my Calder pick that I've been that I've holding under my belt this whole time. It feels so good to let it out.
I always forget about the goalies.
Okay, now it's me?
Yeah. And you get two picks.
John Gibson was my Calder pick before he got the start in that series. I actually was a little pissed that he did because I was worried that his stock might rise and somebody
might. I'm going to go... Pavel Datsyuk for the Lady Bang.
Oh, I was thinking about that. Nice work. All right. Datsyuk?
I'm going to... Oh, it's Bob again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never get to pick twice.
Datsyuk. Not
Datsyuk. That's yuck.
That's yuck.
That's yucky.
Datsyuk.
And I am going to pick...
Come on, man. Don't have
John Cooper for the Jack Adams.
Cooper?
Yeah. Is that Tampa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I... You know, that was my second choice, actually. Good job. John Cooper.
Yeah, good job. Agree with Matt a little bit.
H. This is J-O-N Cooper.
Congratulations. You and John? Matt had a similar thought.
All right, Scott.
It's me, Matt. It's me.
That's why I said, all right, Scott.
You can't pick another.
Have I taken a heart guy yet?
You have not.
But that's, you guys have both taken heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so fuck it.
So that's your last category.
Well, not necessarily. I mean,
like one of the last. Like you're not going to be in some giant rush.
I haven't made a Vezina pick yet.
You have not.
I don't want to make the same picks that I made last year.
It's tough, so
I mean, Rask is my guy for the Vezina, but I don't want to for my own entertainment. I don't want to take him again.
Why don't you go with
Ryan Miller?
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's a good pick.
Or Yaroslav Halak in New York.
Schneider would be my guy if he was on a good team, but
yeah, that was what I was thinking.
Ain't happening
because he has really good save percentage and he's been he has the best stats of any goalie in the last 4 years. So
look at the save percentage, guys. The top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 were either backups or third stringers.
And it's because they play fewer games and against weaker teams.
I guess that's right. But fewer games, I mean, you're still subject to shots.
Yeah, but this is the top half of the guys who played fewer games and had the positive side of a small sample. I'm sure that if you scroll down far enough, you get like your Drew McIntyres.
Bishop would be an interesting pick too, actually. Bishop is a beast.
Ben Bishop?
Yeah.
Hey, show me a good goalie or show me a good coach, I'll show you a good goalie. That's a cliche. And that would be hedging my bet.
What?
Well, he just took John Cooper for the coach.
Yeah, that would be hedging. But hedging is stupid, remember?
Well, no.
It's not fun either. It's not fun, Scott.
It's not hedging.
I'm one of those guys, it's not fun.
It's not hedging. It's more like, do I want to win this or not?
I think the more angry that he would get over your pick, that means the better you've done, right? Like,
yeah.
If he's pissed off that you picked a guy.
That's like saying at somebody at the poker table, like, I hate playing against you. Like, that's a great compliment.
Yep.
Dun, dun.
We're still waiting for Scott, right?
Yes. Dun, dun. Do I have to... Have you guys both taken Vezinas? I don't think Matt has.
I have not taken
a Vezina. I'm the only one.
There's got to be a good guy out there waiting for me. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to take Tuukka Rask. I don't think Boston's going to have a dominant season this year, and I think that the dominance of the team itself is what won Tuukka Rask the Vezina last year.
Yes. And I don't think he's going to have the same dominant year. You know... Interesting to note, though, if we were going to pick the plus minus guy, I would have taken David Krejci. So,
yeah, thanks, Matt.
So, so you can not so don't pick David Krejci, Scott.
You got it.
Don't pick him.
All right, I'm going to take some more time, and think about it.
So would you like to pass?
I just don't. I'm just going
to... Bob, we forgot to mention that to you. You are allowed to pass if you'd like.
Really?
Matt's saying dumb things again. For no comic benefit.
You are allowed to pass, and Scott may pass here.
Let's...
He wrote down Chicago instead of Chicago. So
Matt, have you taken a Selkie guy
brilliant
yet?
Strategist.
I have not.
This should be part of the game, is remembering. But
Selkie
then Matt has
Silky?
That list in front of him. Selkie. Should I just take... I'm just going to take Datsuk for the Silky, since that's who it was named after.
Silky? Very nice.
That's where I came up with the term,
yeah.
Is Pavel Datsuk. It was that goal where he... Remember the goal in the playoffs where he reached back with one hand and threw the puck 20 feet in front of him and then picked it up and then
sick.
Dangled and scored against...
Yeah. Dangled Chara.
That's where the term Silky came from, was that goal.
Okay.
Silky Mitts.
Okay, so...
It is your turn.
I'm going to take...
Matthew.
I haven't taken my heart guy.
You know what? I actually think that that Kessler may have a shot at the Selke.
Art Ross?
No, at the Selke this year because of who he's playing with and the depth there. But I'm not going to pick him anyways. I'm going to go with Anze
Kopitar.
He's
trying to plant a seed.
I'm going with Anze Kopitar.
That's a good pick, probably.
That's the Penn and Teller of sports betting.
Look at what's in my hand over here. Don't look over here.
I've never been described that way before.
Really? No one's ever called you the Penn and Teller of sports betting?
Nobody.
Not wow.
Once.
I'm shocked.
I know. I'm going to take... for a Vezina. Who am I going
to... What do I got to do to wake you up? See, I'm just letting you guys take... I'm letting you guys clear the Vezina off the board because I don't have a pick. So I'm just gonna...
What about Jonathan Quick?
Jonathan Quick, that's not bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tempted, but it's kind of a tough one.
He's not coming off any kind of surgery, as far as I know.
Yeah. So that really makes a giant difference, but... you know, I'm gonna take a Norris, and I am going to select Drew Doughty.
Oh, the Norris has not been... Oh, I took...
See, he's a guy that I was thinking because he hasn't won a Norris yet.
Yeah, I know.
And he's got style points.
And he does, and he's an unbelievable player. He's maybe the most underrated defenseman.
He gets star recognition, too.
Yeah. Which between the Norris and the Selke, I mean, those are two trophies that are largely reputation-based, aren't they?
Yeah, so if...
I mean, unless it's like a Carlson a couple years ago where he just put so many more points on the board than any other defenseman that they had to pick him. Other than that, it's kind of like, it's usually, how long have you been in the league? You know, do you hit a lot of people?
Yeah, allegedly.
It's very much a reputation trophy.
It is.
I've taken my...
Scott, you're up next.
You took two just now?
Yeah, I did. I took Kopitar and Doughty.
Wow. Kopitar for the Selke?
Yes.
I was just about to do that. Last time. And then I changed my mind. I've got a Rocket. I've got an Art Ross. I don't have Hart guy yet. Have you guys both taken Hart guys?
I have, yes. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, we both have. We've got the Crosby
Ovechkin.
Lady Bing.
I picked that soup, but the...
Did Matt, did you take a Lady Bing
guy
yet?
I have not taken a Lady Bing yet, no.
Have I taken... Oh, fuck, I got to start taking some divisions here. I'm going to get killed.
Yeah, Matt... You and Matt are the only ones who have taken any divisions, and they're all still...
Oh, I'm going to wait for you, then. No, I'm not. I'm going to vamp. 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 All right. Has the Metro been taken?
Yes, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
He took Pittsburgh.
Again, I don't like Philadelphia.
Redundant, but that was my first pick.
Philadelphia's contracts are just so
I know.
Unbelievably stupid that I can't take them for anything.
I won't let you pick Philly.
Thank you. Oh, I took Boston for the Atlantic.
I would throw a peppermint patty at you.
Throw a peppermint pussy at me. Has the Central been taken yet?
Yes, they've all
by
been
me?
Taken. You took... No.
You took Boston in the Atlantic, and
you guys
the
have both made Central?
No, I haven't made any division picks.
Fine, I'm going to go Minnesota for the Central.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. So, Bob, I guess that locks you up with St. Louis for later. Oops, that's Bob. Scat. Minnesota.
What's the opposite of hedging when you're like doubling down?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm
doubling down on my Minnesota picks.
Yeah, you got Suter.
Not Suter.
You're hoping they have a good year. Well, okay. Mechanic and all.
I'm going to keep saying not Suter until one of you guys laughs. Some of the
not Lenny.
Some of the greatest minds of our time have been nerds. Orville Redenbacher, oh, Wilbur
what's
Wright.
What's to get pudding in it?
Supreme Court Justice. What was his name? Suter.
What are you Suter. Doing, man? That's Lenny.
No, it must have been Carl.
That's
do
Carl,
I go
man.
To vision? Yeah. Do I
put? I want you to throw this at that.
You've already
Lenny?
Picked a Stanley Cup winner, eh? The thing is, I feel like the board's still wide open because Anaheim doesn't have a chance in hell. So,
well, that then pick someone else.
Maybe
is it your turn, Bob?
Will. It is my turn.
He has two picks. I like Anaheim this year though, and it's very difficult to pick a winner. So,
are we including worst draft pick, or do we decide that's stupid?
Worst draft pick is it is in there. So,
yeah,
the team that does the best is awarded the worst draft pick.
Oh, I mean award. Best draft pick.
Oh, best? We, no.
Because none of us have taken it.
No, we X-nayed it because it was too stupid because we kept arguing about the format. And I think it's dumb because basically one of us is going to pick Buffalo, one of us is going to pick Florida, and the other one's going to pick...
Sure, but only one of us can win.
Or the other one's going to pick Edmonton or something like
that. The Stanley Cup finalist category we don't pick. That's the consolation.
No, that's
right?
Just the... Yeah.
If that's none of
best,
our winners...
That's the
happen.
Best team award.
Yes.
The best team award is either 10, 25, or 50, and only one person may benefit from it.
Yeah, it's just the way I listed it out.
Bingo.
So.
Okay.
Yes, so, it's a lot like bingo.
Stanley Cup.
Stanley Kubrick.
I think this is one of the hardest ones to pick. There's always a pressure to not pick the team that won last year,
yeah,
isn't there?
I know. Yep. Like I've noticed that too. Like I don't want
to. That's my next pick. If you don't take,
I don't want to take. Rask,
I mean,
in the Vezina category
because LA is, they are just so good and they have their entire lineup back. You know, there's no downside to picking LA except that they won last year.
They had their entire lineup back after 2012 too.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. For the last three seasons, Chicago and LA have been the kings of the NHL by a mile.
Yeah,
it's been they met in the conference final the last three seasons, and each time the winner has won the cup. And it's not even been a real competition in the final. Although, you know what, Boston put up a hell of a fight against Chicago. What a great game! Did you watch that game? I know, Matt, you didn't watch it live.
Boston-Chicago
game 6?
Oh, God, that was euphoric for me.
Well, I got $25 off of Matt because we bet on it.
Those two late goals for Chicago?
Oh, you hate Boston.
Like, that was as good
right.
as it gets.
You do that. Yeah. I don't really hate any teams. Like I have too much respect for Chicago to hate them.
Same.
They don't have any players worth hating. Boston is full of players worth hating.
Mm-hmm.
Chara, Marchand, Lucic, Bergeron.
Marchand.
Who doesn't hate Patrice Bergeron?
Marchand.
Fucking donates money to charity. What a dick. Make us look bad. Matt, I'm assuming...
Did you watch the NHL Awards this year?
Never.
It was the Patrice Bergeron show.
Like he's so... He has no personality.
I know. But between him and Crosby, like one of them was on stage for everything.
Do you think... I think that... I was watching some Connor McDavid clips... Like from Junior, and then I watched some Sidney Crosby clips, and McDavid looks like a way like his explosive speed.
It's crazy. His lateral movement's nuts.
Yeah, like he's it's like all the things Crosby does, but he's like much faster and much more explosive.
Yeah,
Crosby looks slow out there.
So is Evander Kane though. Evander Kane is explosive in the league too, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everything translates like in a hockey IQ sense. Also,
I also feel like is Nathan or not Nathan McKinnon, but. Sidney Crosby, when he broke into the league, was known as a whiner. And he was. He was whining, he was diving, he was acting like a dumb punk teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I don't think Connor McDavid has that. I don't think he has that same little pussy attitude.
It's hard to say, because you don't need to have a pussy attitude when you're winning everything, so. Like, when you're constantly winning.
All right, fuck it, I'm going to pick Chicago for the cup.
Okay.
Well, that... Now, well, my LA pick for the cup is going to seem pretty crazy now because we're all going to be in the West.
So
it's almost better for me to take somebody in the East because I. But it's
pick?
Bob again, right? And then.
Well, there's three awards that you could potentially get, right? So by picking somebody in the East, you're hedging and hoping that neither Anaheim or Chicago wins. But, and it may be remember, your team if you makes make it
to if you make it to the finals, Scott, it's not a bad you still get something. So picking the East,
but not if one of those, not if Anaheim or Chicago beats my team, I get nothing.
True.
But I don't have to think about it for a while.
All right, and I am going to pick Montreal to win the Atlantic.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
Nepotism.
Yes.
That's a safe.
Well, I've already got Price. Now I got Montreal.
Well, I actually thought about picking Tampa in that spot.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I thought about that too. But what you said, I can't cheer against Montreal. So
Matt still has a heart pick left, right?
Heart.
Yeah, I've got a lot of divisions.
And you've got your list.
No, Matt picked Ovechkin for the heart. You're the only one who hasn't picked a heart trophy.
Oh yeah.
Oh good. Oh good. Well, then I don't need to then. Let me see this.
Yeah, go for it. I can.
I have not taken my Lady Bing guy yet, have I?
No.
Well, let's just go Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, I thought about that, but he won it this year. So okay.
Is he a perennial? Does he have that potential to be a perennial?
Sure, he does.
Bingist?
Absolutely, he's a fantastic two-way player, and it's not like this was a weird season where he didn't take any penalties. He just doesn't take penalties.
It's a smart player.
Yeah. Second round pick.
And imagine how fucked Colorado would be if they lose him.
They would be screwed.
Yeah, but how Stastny and O'Reilly. But
how fucked are they having to pay him $6 million, though?
They're big.
Like, that's that's not great for them either.
Yeah, but they're underpaying some players. Like Gabe Landeskog's not making huge money for what he gets.
What did he do this year?
Well, not that much, but he's going to be a good long-term player.
It's only his second year in the league, though.
Hopefully. This is his third.
Was it his third?
This was his third.
Lockout year, I guess, was his second, wasn't it?
Yeah. You always forget about that lockout year.
Not the lockout year.
Okay. What else? Who else?
Matt, you're going to really have to shepherd this thing because I have no idea.
You need Jack Adams.
Scott, do you want to have a
Selke?
No, I like what Bob's doing. This is better. Okay. Bob, read it to me.
Jack Adams, Selke, Vezina.
Name me some things that I haven't taken still on the that has that
right.
One.
Jack Adams, you and Matt still have to pick.
Okay.
Selke, you're the only one to pick, so you don't want to pick that one yet. Vezina, you and Matt still have to pick.
Vezina.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Boy, that's my thing. All right, I'm gonna go with. Look at Matt's getting already.
He's gonna say Rask.
He's probably gonna take Quick.
You bastards, quit infiltrating my, or quit filling my mind with your dumb things. No, I'm just gonna
take
wait.
Take Tokarski. Hedge your bets.
Do I have any divisions left?
No, actually, you do. You have tons of divisions left. But
none
of them are wide open.
Is half ton?
You can take Metro.
50%.
Oh, there's no good pick in them. Pittsburgh's the only Metro guy.
Come on, take the Metro.
Pacific, right?
What's that?
Metro and Pacific you need, yeah. And he's got Anaheim for the Pacific.
And so you have nobody.
I have nobody. Montreal is my first division.
I gotta take somebody in the Pacific because I gotta take San Jose.
Yeah, you have to.
Because
it's
I don't.
Like LA
that's
going to make it.
They could. But whatever.
San Jose.
All right, I'm going to take another P.
Okay.
That's what I do. That's my thing.
Okay, and now I have two picks.
I'm very happy with this San Jose pick because it gives me LA.
Yeah, I know. That's not a bad default pick. And actually, that's kind of how I feel about default picks, too. Like, look at, I have Tampa Bay.
But yeah, I do think Anaheim's going to win that division. But
I have Tampa as a default pick in the Atlantic, which is actually good.
And that's a great one, too.
I didn't even need to make it, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it kind of falls in your lap.
I would have picked Tampa, but I can't cheer against Montreal, so I gotta.
No, I understand, and I'm gonna take Getzlaff there. Actually, I think. Or no, I'm debating because Getzlaff's won the Rocket Richard some years before, but in the last couple of years he's been more of an assist machine, and Corey Perry's been lighting it up. So, but I'm not gonna pick Corey Perry for the Rocket Richard. I like Sagan a lot, too. I'm going to have to go Vezina on this one.
Sagan wouldn't be a bad dark horse.
No,
Ross.
And that's how I feel about it, too, because he's getting better. Like, look at Spezza, too, right? So all of a sudden now you think, like, Sagan could have a 100-point season.
Yeah.
So I am going to take... I don't have to take that.
I'm actually taking Dallas in the Central Division. I'm not taking St. Louis.
Yeah, you're going to take Dallas?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not a bad pick.
Dallas for the Central?
Yeah. Well, he's
I'm not making it
yet.
I'm just saying, because I don't have to make it. You guys have both picked. So I'm just revealing my...
We're going to have to start making some real picks pretty soon.
Yeah.
Was this your...
Yeah, it was kind of my cheat sheet, so I'm going to...
Yeah, Matt's cheating.
Yeah, I am cheating. I
like the Schneider pick for them.
Me too.
Who took Schneider?
It didn't.
Nobody took Schneider.
Either. Oh.
It was my last one because I was giving a consideration, but he's not going to be on a good team next year, especially not defensively. So I wonder if he'll actually garner.
I thought
a lot of
that
attention.
Was their whole thing was defensively.
Well, they are not that good this year, so
they have so many like guys that fit their system though on defense. So Eric Jelena last year had a great season.
Can Rask go back-to-back seasons? That's what I like to know.
It's just as likely... Well, it's not, because I don't think Boston's going to have a great year.
No, I'm going to... But I don't want to pick quick.
But then again, Dougie Hamilton's a year older. Barkowski's a year older. Their defense isn't... Other than, like, Chara, kind of... My thing with Chara is that I think that he's breaking down in the playoffs.
Oh, I think so, too.
I think that his regular season has not...
He's
been...
He's fine, but they rest him heavily.
So Rask is not a bad pick, then, because...
But I want to see if any goalie has ever won a back-to-back, like, in recent years.
No.
Because I
Thomas won two
Hasek
out of three.
Hasek won it back-to-back?
Yeah, that's not recent. Hasek won, like, three Hart trophies. Hasek was sick.
Brodeur won two in a row.
Yeah, that's
07 and 08.
A while ago.
Well, that's since the first the big lockout.
You know what? I'm going to go back to Henrik Lundqvist because I picked him last year. And that's such a... You know, no one's going to.
He's got the star value though because he made the final.
Yeah, I know, and that's kind of what
he already had star value, and now people are going to give him the benefit of the doubt in the end of the year when they're voting because they know that he's came one in the playoffs.
That's a good point.
I'm not picking that now. I'm going to go with.
I still have a Vezina pick. Don't I?
Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who's made a pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. You know what? I actually like Willie Desjardins for the... This is my only homer pick here. I'm going to go Willie Desjardins for Vancouver because...
So you think Vancouver's going to make the playoffs?
No. Because just think about it, though. If Vancouver makes the playoffs, he's going to be running in contention because it's his first year.
Yeah.
And he's won everywhere
he's
gone.
You're definitely right about that.
And people, like, they had a horrendous season last year. So if he bounces back and even makes the first round, he is a shot at the Jack Adams. So
makes the first round. I've never heard it put that way, Matt. And the Vancouver Canucks have clinched a first-round appearance.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, I guess... How many rookies win the... How many rookie coaches win the... I mean, Bruce Boudreau? Hey, by the way, who... Bylsma, did he get picked up?
No.
Really?
No one's picked up Bylsma yet. It's unbelievable. Like, he may actually go...
There were not very many vacancies, though, when he was fired.
Yeah, but...
They left him dangling for a long time.
They picked up... who did they end up picking up? Pittsburgh.
Mike Johnston,
thank you. Not John Stevens. John Stevens.
Mike Johnston is also a play-by-play guy, right?
Yeah, that's Johnston, and the Pittsburgh coach is John Stun.
Are you sure?
With a T, yep.
I believe you. I believe him, yo.
That actually, had I not taken John Cooper, would have been my pick.
You know, I'm going to take Lundqvist, so...
Have you just taken two?
Yes.
So it's me.
It is.
Indeed.
So what do I need then? That's still
you need
out there?
A Vezina. You need a... Oh, okay. Basically, everything that you have left to pick... Except for the divisions, which, like, you can take Metro Division. There's only one selection in Metro, but, like, Pittsburgh is the
It's like a
choice.
It's like a dummy pick to pick
it
something
is, like,
in the
I
Metro.
I wouldn't pick your Metro Division pick. So you got to go Hart yet. You need to go Vezina, Selke, and Jack Adams.
And those are all on the table. Everything's open.
Conn Smythe is still wide open. No one's picked.
Wow.
Oh, right. Conn Smythe.
Who did I take for the... I haven't taken a fucking...
No, you haven't.
I haven't taken a... So I could...
So that...
I could save my... If I take my cup pick now, I can save my Conn Smythe, because no one's taken my team, except maybe Matt.
That's right.
Except me, yeah. No, I'm going to go big or go home. I'm going to pick...
All right, Stanley Cup. Who am I taking for the Stanley... I want an East... Fuck it.
It's hard. I don't envy your position, Scott, because how do you pick a team out of the East right now?
Well, Boston, right?
Like last year, just to let you know something, Bob, we made each other pick an East West last year, right? So,
so whoever picked first, the other guy was screwed. Have to
yeah,
take
and
the
Scott
other
picked
guy.
Chicago last year first.
Chicago, so. Yeah. So had Chicago won, would you have honored his Chicago pick? Or would you have said, I'm sorry, but Chicago did not win the Stanley
no,
Cup?
No, I would have actually, because Taves probably would have won the Conn Smythe,
no,
too.
Kane. Kane no. had the more points.
No.
Kane scored those series winners, too.
Yep. Kane's the man.
Taves.
I like Patrick Kane.
All right. I'm taking... Have I taken my Vezina?
You have not.
I gotta pick somebody for the Cup. I'm just gonna take Boston for the Cup because I think that even though I think Boston's gonna have a worse year this season, I just don't.
You know,
there's gonna be a team that comes out of the East and surprises everybody
you
in the
have
regular
to pick
season,
Boston
right?
Out of the East.
Somebody in the regular season is gonna shock everybody in the East and finish either close to or ahead of Pittsburgh and Boston. Mm-hmm. But does that that surprise team have what it takes to go deep in the playoffs?
Maybe you gotta pick a built playoff team.
I'm just going with Boston.
Okay, the only category that I can pick that doesn't already have two choices in it is Metro Division.
Metro.
And
you don't want to do that.
That's the booby pick. Well, you could pick somebody. You could pick
CBJ or something like that.
You could pick New York. New York's not that bad of a pick in the Metro.
No, that's a bad pick. You better pick... CBJ is a better pick in the Metro.
I mean, is Pittsburgh just guaranteed
I'm gonna take New Jersey to
run away with it?
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
No, there's no best draft pick, Bob.
New Jersey in the Metro.
Wow, that's awful. It's not like you're going to win it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They'll probably finish second.
Second?
To Pittsburgh.
You think New Jersey's going to finish second?
Wow. I think New Jersey's going to be a good team.
You got a lot of faith in Corey Schneider. okay, what else do you like?
No, it's got a lot of faith in Adam Henry.
What do I pick?
You've got Central, Pacific. You've got... you've got Calder and Norris. But remember, all the picks that you have to make, except for the Conn Smythe at... You know, you can pick a
right
point. There's no more real strategy anymore, too. You just pick one now. You know what I mean?
God, Calder. Calder's the toughest one for me because I've been reading, but I don't know enough yet about...
Those guys don't know shit about what there's...
Well, and who's even going to make it out of training camp, you know? Like, I mean, I picked Duran for my Calder last year, and then he didn't even get to play.
And that's why I picked him this year, because I've read... But even then, like, what if he, you know, what if he doesn't...
He's making the team.
I think he'll make the team, too. I looked at their depth, and they don't. And if I were you, and I'll say this just because this is my secondary pick, if someone picked Druin, I actually like Draisaitl to come out of Edmonton because they don't have the depth. Do you know who their number two center is behind Nugent Hopkins?
Draisaitl.
Boyd Gordon. Yeah, but Boyd Gordon. Yeah.
Good God.
So like it is awful, and you look at their prospects in there, it is not looking good. So that was my second pick.
You know what? They only have one left winger.
Here, I'll even show you.
Ryan Malone was the second on their left wing depth chart last year.
And as much as Reinhardt, you know, may make the team.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he'll make the team. So
I think that who's Buffalo's guy?
They have Tyler Myers.
No, who's their GM?
Oh,
Tim Murray.
Tim Murray.
He's just way too cool to just toss Reinhardt into the mix like that.
I don't think he doesn't roll.
He's
like
a
that.
Late birthday though. He's a late birthday, so he's got three seasons of junior under him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All very good points.
So what do you like?
And they're god-awful.
Pick your poison.
But I think that he's just too wily to burn up his entry level when he could save it for 3 years from now when they might have a chance.
Do I go with a division?
I relish the thought of picking Draisaitl, but I think that's just because I like...
Oh, Drouin's a way better pick.
It is, absolutely. That's why I picked him. It's just kind of like James thinking to himself, oh, it'd be funny if I picked this.
No, funny would be if you picked, Brendan Gaunce.
I'm going to pick Shea Weber for the Norris.
Yeah, that I kind of regret my suitor pick. I immediately thought I should have taken Weber.
I thought about Weber all the way through.
Have you got a Norris
yet,
Matt?
I wanted to pick Subban.
Yeah, I've got a Norris pick. I picked Doughty.
And
don't you erase my Carey Price.
I put it back.
Is it my turn?
No, he's got one more.
No, I picked New Jersey, too.
Oh, right.
So it is Scott's
turn. Jersey.
Jersey. All right, I'm going Jonathan Quick for the Vezina.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
They're all good choices, man. Are there any bad choices when
actually,
there's
yeah,
three?
Actually, Jonathan Quick is a bad choice.
New Jersey is a bad choice.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember hearing any compliments for that one.
New Jersey's a bad pick. And self-admittedly, you guys think that Anaheim's a bad pick too, but I'm going dark horse on this one.
Do you guys think that Galileo thermometer looks like a sheathed penis?
Now that you mention it.
What Galileo thermometer?
Next to the little ghetto blaster.
The one with all the little...
That's a thermometer?
Yeah, it is. You never seen one of those before?
No.
I don't know how to read them.
Neither do I, but...
I remember
God, it's fun to
the first time I saw one of those, it was in some lady's house, and I asked her, how do you read this? Because I knew it was a thermometer. I was like, how does this work? How do you read it? And she's like, oh, it's a thermometer.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but how do you tell
there's
what
no
the temperature
mercury.
Is? Like, and she's like, well, you just look at the things, and she didn't know.
You just make
it
your best guess.
It was decoration for her, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did she just say that?
She was embarrassed, I guess.
Maybe.
It's something that you have in your house when you want people to think you're smart.
Yeah.
That's a Galileo thermometer. I'm familiar with astronomy.
I'm picking...
It's nothing to do with astronomy.
Galileo does.
That's right.
A little bit.
I'm going to pick... I'm going to pick Sagan for the Art Ross.
Ooh.
Not bad, not bad, not bad.
And...
Who do I have for the Art Ross? Crosby? Yeah, I do. God bless me. Matt, have you taken a Richard guy yet?
Nope.
So you're the guy that has to jump off the board and try to
figure
it out.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I'm thinking Getzlaff.
You know what? I was thinking Nathan MacKinnon for the.
No.
That would have been my sort of, if I couldn't take Ovechkin, I think I would have gone with that was my third guy was MacKinnon.
No way. They don't have Stastny this year.
For the Art
so
Ross?
Duchesne.
Yeah.
Duchesne, MacKinnon, and Landeskog on that top line. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
If they do
I
that.
Think...
Like, give me a break. That's a slam dunk.
All right, fine. But I'm not.
Take them.
I'm not picking.
Take
them. So.
Make me look good. Wait. Don't make. It's on.
Wait.
It's on record. I'm gonna look good either way.
You
make me look good anytime you sit next to me.
Yeah, that's sweet, Scott. I'm gonna pick. These are all. Never mind. I'm gonna pick Tampa. And think some more about my Lady Bing and the Rocket Richard. So I'm going to pick Tampa in the Atlantic, which is actually kind of who I wanted anyways after Boston. Works out well.
Scott.
Oh, no.
You are on the clock.
And I have not gone heart. And I would like to make my heart pick now, guys.
Who is your choice?
Buffalo selects Sam Reinhart.
All right, I need the stats. Ooh, Anze Kopitar would be a pretty sneaky pick for the heart.
For the heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, be pretty stupid, but...
Why?
I don't know. You know,
he's not gonna
actually, that'd be a brilliant pick, Scott. You should pick...
He's not going to put up
Anze
the points?
Kopitar.
Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm thinking... I don't think he's a standout favorite on that team. That's what I'm thinking.
You're right.
But I think it would be a brilliant pick, Scott.
I hate Philadelphia so much for how badly they're screwing up their team.
What about
Mind you, they made the playoffs last year.
What about Claude Giroux?
I want
the bum toucher.
I want to talk Jamie Benn.
That was a great, great story.
Wow, Jamie Benn was really good last year.
Yeah, Jamie Benn would be a good pick.
Shut up. Now you're fucking with me.
Yeah, actually, I am. That's a brilliant pick.
So who's been taken for the heart?
For heart? Crosby and Ovechkin.
Sure. Typical.
Yeah.
Why don't you go Stamkos?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that was my second.
There's no style points. That's the problem. Everybody wants to make a pick that's gonna look
hey,
really
ooh, hey.
Smart.
Yeah, exactly.
New Jersey.
Nobody else has touched the silky yet.
So
yeah, it's just such a wide. I mean, fuck.
Bob, that's you, eh?
Is it my turn now?
Yeah,
it is.
So, yeah, the last one you picked was Joyzy.
Not my fault.
So I got to pick a Calder, a Central,
yeah,
and a Pacific. And then...
You got to pick a Silky.
And then a Silky.
Pacific, Central, Calder.
And Conn Smythe.
But Conn Smythe you can pretty much leave till last, because I don't think anyone's going to be reckless and try and steal your Conn Smythe pick.
No. Yeah.
Or will I? Probably not.
I'm taking Ryan Getzlaff.
Yeah, you would too.
Although I think Corey Perry is the more likely guy to win it.
I have Chicago for the cup, so I might as well pick. I could probably hedge my own bet there, couldn't I?
I'm so slick. Could you guys want to put a moratorium on hedge?
What, so I have to pick a Chicago player now?
No, I just mean we're not allowed to say it anymore. You can pick anything you want. You're just not allowed to say hedge anymore because I was annoyed by it last
five times. Bolster my choice.
Bolster?
I could protect.
Bolster?
Bolster it, yeah.
Offset?
You could shrub your...
Offset,
No, shrub. Offset. Shrub. You could shrub your pick.
I could shrub it.
A healthy offset.
Who would make a good shrubbery? it's so tough.
Kylock Poso's still out there.
You know, a funny story about Kylock Poso. I was in a keeper league for like 8 years, and I had Kylock Poso when he was a rookie, and I held on to him because I was expecting him to break out, and I kept thinking he's going to play with Tavares, and he never did. Through injuries and whatnot, he sucked for like 4 years, and I had him the whole time.
Draft bust.
And I finally ditched him, and he had a breakout season last year.
He did. He had like 30 goals.
Did you trade him?
No, I bought him out. The way that the league worked, he had contracts for players and stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. It's too complicated for me right now.
It would bore our listeners.
There are none.
So should I talk about it then?
Joe Pavelski had 41 goals last year?
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable.
What the fuck?
I know.
Where did that come from?
I thought, where was he?
You know what's funny is, who's the Montreal guy? Pacioretty had 40 goals last year. He's not in the
39.
Top.
He had 39.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would know.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of assists, so he points-wise, he only 60-something. But
it was like Kessler that 1 year.
Let's see. Okay. I think I should pick a Conn Smythe. And
have you picked all your other trophies so far?
Pretty much, except for the Calder.
You should... I mean, I don't want to help you, but I can't help but think that you should probably take a Calder. Well, but me and Matt have already taken Calders.
Yeah, so it's...
Nothing,
the only one that hasn't been picked...
But all the categories are like that. Yeah. Everything that he's picking at this point already has...
Yeah, it's true.
Two selections and opposite categories for both of us, so...
Okay, I'm going to save for the Conn Smythe. I'm going to pick...
Oh, Taves or Kane? That's all.
No.
Corey Crawford?
No, I'm not going to the Chicago player. I'm going to pick Sidney Crosby.
For the Conn Smythe?
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of interesting because now you have two ways to win.
Well, neither of you picked Pittsburgh for the Stanley Cup winner. So offsetting.
I forget, Bob, that you're a gambler and that you know what you're doing and you can explain yourself. I forget because, you know, Matt is neither of those things.
Yeah, except I picked all my divisions first, which are probably the bigger slam dunks than trophies. So I guess we'll see what
happens.
You'd
think so. But did I tell you season when New Jersey is ahead of Pittsburgh in the standings, who will be left?
Did I tell you that I took Matt for $60 last season?
Yeah, and he had ample time to think about it and then drops it on
me.
We
had the exact...
No,
Matt. I wrote out a blueprint for it on the side of my notebook, and I sent you a picture message like 2 seconds after I finished writing it out. And so I said, we're going to do this. Let's make picks. So you had the same amount of time to think about it as I did.
I didn't think about it at all.
Neither did I.
I highly doubt that.
Well, now you've gone full... Now you've gone 180 and you've made a draft list. God bless you, by the way, for having that spreadsheet, because I wouldn't want to be writing it out right now.
Well, and that's part of why I did it, because I thought like we should keep track of it anyways. And originally I was going to send it to Bob and just say like, oh, this is what we're picking. And then I totally forgot about doing that and thought, well, this is an easy way to keep track of it. So.
There you go.
And then this way we don't have Chicago there.
Imagine if I was just like eating chips right now and I didn't offer you one.
Thank you.
I mean, it's the same thing. Cigarettes are weird. People don't like to share cigarettes for some reason. I think it's because it's a drug and it's like you're addicted. It's a bad kind of drug where you're addicted to it in a bad way.
What about beer? People will share beer.
Do they?
Yeah, obviously they share beer. Let's say I'm sitting here having a beer.
I'm not a homo. Oh, you mean if you brought beer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
It's not like I'm going to like...
Would you like a sip of my beer?
Do you want to kiss the beer out of my mouth?
Would you like to tease the beer out?
Quit hugging it. Get over here.
whose pick is it? It's Bob's.
Can you still get me drunk off of piss if somebody is hammered?
You have one more.
Yeah. What was that?
Can you get drunk off of piss if somebody is hammered?
And if
the answer is no, then think about what that's doing to your liver.
It's probably too acidic.
Drinking is bad for your liver, right?
Yes.
Yeah, big time. Smoking's bad for your lungs. So I limit myself to one thing.
L.A.
For the division?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's division. Not bad. That's not bad.
I thought you were...
I wanted to go off the board, but I...
Come on.
But who is there?
But yeah, Vancouver.
Vancouver?
Phoenix?
Yeah. Big time.
Okay.
Bob again?
Maybe I could have picked Scott? Nashville.
Bob, did you just pick twice?
He did.
Yeah,
he
I picked twice.
Crosby,
so it's
and
here.
L.A.
What's left?
You've got a Conn Smythe. You've also got a Metro and Selke and Jack Adams. The GA is going to be hard to pick.
So always is. Who won it this year? Patrick Waugh?
Yeah,
nobody
Patrick
had
Waugh.
Patrick Waugh win
and,
it this
and,
year. Oh, there's a rookie coach. I was asking earlier, how often does a rookie coach win it? Well, there's one. So recent history.
Well, that's why I'm picking Willie Desjardins. But I like John Cooper, too.
Those are both taken.
John Cooper was my first pick, actually.
ITAP is going to be much, much better than they were last year.
Oh, I think so, too. Especially with Druin in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no San Luis, guys.
Yeah, true. But he was a better distributor. And actually, Druin is supposed to be that. Like, he had something like 80 assists last year
So Druin is supposed to
or
be
in that.
QMJHL. But he's not San Luis.
No, he... No,
okay.
You can't expect a rookie to replace a guy like Luis,
absolutely, but in a couple of years he could be. So.
But overall, their depth is much better. I mean, it's not just
Durant
that they
like,
have added.
Patrice Bergeron, Frank's J. Selke.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a smart pick, too. I like that better than my
So we have all we have the finalists right now. Our picks are the finalists from this season. That's how crazy we are.
It's interesting because Kopitar doesn't have the notoriety that like Bergeron and Taves do.
I think he does now.
I think he does now too. But and now that he has like two freaking Stanley Cups,
he was a finalist for the Selke too. People notice that kind of thing.
Yeah, true. The Lady Bing's a tough one.
You risk sounding like a bullshit artist when you start talking about motivation and things like that. But I do think Taves is the kind of player who, after signing a big contract, will be motivated to live up to it.
Yeah. Do you
he's,
think
he's
Kane
not the kind
of
guy who I would think would, you know, just hang out at the bank and count his bills all the time.
The Sedins did that. The Sedins, their breakout year where Henrik put up 112 points and Daniel was injured and still put up 84. That was the year that their contract kicked in.
Was it?
Yeah. They went from 3
to
6.
I think they'll have a huge bounce back here.
Brian Campbell, I mean, they have so far to bounce back. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
100 points? Probably not. But 70? 70, 80? I think they could get that range.
I think 80s would be like pretty spectacular.
I kind of have to pick St. Louis
for the Lady Bing. Yep.
I don't know who else I would possibly pick.
But he's playing in New York. Has a New York player ever won the Lady Bing?
Yeah, but under Alain Vigneault, he could probably win it. And he's got that respect thing going for him, too.
I think he lost it. Obviously, he didn't because he was a finalist this year.
In case you guys weren't aware from the playoffs stories that went around, his mom died.
What?
Since when? Yeah.
Since when? Since when did his mom die?
I was pretty sick of that narrative, actually.
Yeah, well, that's fucking people for you.
And then people were like, oh, he just scored, which is a very emotional thing because his mom died.
They showed him after every game.
He really wants to win because his mom died.
It's like, I'm pretty sure he just wants to win.
The rest of the team was ready to bow out of the playoffs in the second round, but, you know, his mom died.
Well, that's,
so they rallied against Pittsburgh. And
I think that's what was wrong with Sidney Crosby in the playoffs this year, is that his mom didn't die.
Yeah. That's,
how can you be expected to win the Stanley Cup or make the final if your mom doesn't die? Wouldn't it be hilarious if, like, I got a phone call right now that my mom died?
No,
it wouldn't be hilarious, but...
For the listeners. And me.
I think Joey would find that totally hilarious.
Yeah.
Joey would, yeah.
All right, Matt, what's your next pick?
I got to pick Rocket Richard here.
Who's going to score all the goals? Phil Kessel.
That's not even a bad pick. Who's his center?
I'm going to pick Claude Giroux.
Let's think of the Rocket Richard winners and who their centers were, except Steven Stamkos, who is a center, and had Marty St. Louis distributing.
Crosby won it 1 year, too.
Yeah.
Corey Perry could win it.
Well, no, he didn't win it that year because... there's two winners. There's no tiebreaker. They just both get it. Stamkos and Crosby both won the Rocket that one year.
Is it Scott's pick now?
No, it's...
Matt gets two.
He's already picked two now.
Really?
I picked St. Louis, and I'm just picking either Giroux or Corey Perry.
For the Hart?
No. For the Rocket Richard.
I'm going to pick Giroux. He's a goal scorer.
No, he's not.
He's
set
up.
Go ahead and pick him.
But you've picked him.
Yep.
So too late now.
Uh-huh.
All right, on to you, Scott.
That's crazy to take Giroux over Perry, but go ahead. All right, Matt, what do I got?
That is the New Jersey of goal scorers.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, behind Stamkos and Ovechkin, who are you going to pick? Crosby?
McKinnon.
You think so?
Why wouldn't you pick Crosby? That's a great pick. Anyway, who cares? Why are we... this really is like poker because we're like, why would you do that? That's a stupid play. Meanwhile, I want you to make stupid plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to hurry things along for you to make your pick.
Matt, what are you... what's left for me?
You need Jack Adams.
Jack Adams.
Uh-huh.
And Metro Division.
And Conn Smythe.
Yeah,
yes.
Conn Smythe.
Fucking Metro Division. I gotta look that one up. You know what? I'm gonna just go for both, hopefully. That'd be nice. Are the Rangers taken?
No.
No.
I am going to take Washington for the Metro. I mean, they have bad contracts, but they're not really affecting them this year, right? Orpik and Niskanen? Like, they don't really have to shed salary now, do they?
No.
Matt's looking up the play of the year.
No, I want to see what the old ones are, because I don't know how long like they've been doing this, and I have no idea as to like what players they've selected and what the criteria is. I think it's just random voting.
It's not random voting. It's a bracket.
Yeah, but how do they know who makes the bracket?
Like TSN chooses them.
Right, it's totally random.
No, they pick from like 32 different plays, the 32 top plays of the year. So it's not like there's going to be some sneaky play.
Oh, so it
play.
Is based on.
It's not. It's not like somebody's going to score a spectacular goal and get left off.
Okay, so it's based on like crazy spectacular goals.
Or saves,
or.
That's pretty much it.
Well, it's not somebody beating out an icing call. That's for sure.
What?
What if it's Yanni Kiskinen or Taylor Fadun?
Taylor Fadun? Who's that?
The guy who broke his femur.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's why it's in my mind. Okay, so what do you want, Scott?
Me again?
You didn't pick anything. Oh, you picked New York. Okay, sorry.
Wait, I picked New York for the...
No, you picked Washington.
I picked Washington.
You picked New York.
Doesn't matter. New Jersey's going to win that division.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's my turn?
Yep. What do you like? You've got Calder. Well, you can see this. You got Calder. Central Division.
I'm going to pick Draisaitl in Dallas.
Yeah, that's obvious.
For the Calder?
Sure.
Yes.
And Dallas for the
Central?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Did Dallas add a defense? Who's Dallas's defense? I know Goligoski's there. Brendan Dillon.
I don't know much about their defense.
Yeah.
Sergei Zubov?
You know who they... Do you know who they traded along with James Neal for Goligoski?
Niskanen.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the original one.
How bad does that trade look now?
It looks awful.
Niskanen is like coming off of like what, 50 points?
Yeah, with Pittsburgh.
Yeah, true that.
You're playing in their power.
Is Aerhoff still available for the Norris?
Well, he is, but we've all made our Norris pick.
Yeah, we've all made our contributions, and that would be a stupid Norris pick. Go ahead, Scott.
My turn?
Yeah.
Again?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Remember,
okay.
You're after.
So I need a Jack Adams and a Conn Smythe.
Yes, sir.
Wow. We're really getting into it. We're almost there. Daylight. I'm going with Tarazzi.
That's actually not a bad pick.
Yeah. I want something to root for, you know?
You know, I need your pick to pay off because I need... I picked Ovechkin for the Hart.
Yeah, but I picked Washington for the division. And if Washington wins the division, Trotz is winning the Jack Adams. Unless there's a better story, which, you know, could happen.
Somebody's mom might die.
Yeah. But Washington missed the playoffs last year, so if they make the playoffs this year and win their division, you got to think, look at the coach. That's what people do. That's how Patrick Waugh won it.
So what do you have left, Matt? Conn Smythe and Silky? Is that it?
Goalie. Like, a goalie would be a pretty smart pick for the Silky, because there's always like an unbelievable save every year, and usually
you gotta pick someone random. It's like Marc-Andre Fleury or something like that.
Kari Rambo.
I think Lundqvist leads the league in spectacular saves in the last like 5-6 seasons.
You know who makes the most spectacular saves but is a horrible goalie?
Lundqvist. No. Longo.
No. Andre Pavlik.
Oh.
That's true.
He's always out of position, so the only way he's going to make that save is if it's spectacular.
It drives me crazy when they show like the top 10 saves, and one of them includes the goalie giving the puck away and then scrambling.
Yeah.
That's not a good save. That's a stupid play. That's like dropping something and then catching it on the first bounce. And like, I got it on the first bounce. Like, you still dropped it, dummy.
Taking Corey Perry.
No, that's Conn
Smythe.
No, Le Cavalier.
Oh, what? How did I miss that?
Too late. You already picked Perry.
Okay.
Actually, we'll give you a mulligan if you want to take.
If I want to take Le Cavalier, I get a mulligan. Why now?
To pick him for the Silky.
Oh yeah, that's what I want to do. Hey, this is an award for bad contracts. Okay.
There should be.
Actually, we should have done that.
Because that's way too
easy
subjective.
Well, whoever gets bought out first.
There are no more.
That's actually not a bad
thing. I was thinking of doing a last longer pick with coaches.
Okay.
Like, we could do that right now. After this is all over.
Capuano is the...
And this is like one. This is a futures bet. Because it might be 3 years before two people get fired.
So which coach in the NHL right now will be around the longest?
Yeah, for his team. Like, who will be fired the last?
Well, you've got to wait for 29 coaches to get fired in order to win that.
No, but each of us are taking 3 people. So one of them will last longest.
But you'd still, in order to declare a winner, you'd have to... you'd have to have 8 of the 9 get fired.
No, but there's 2 of the 3. We're each picking 1.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, we don't have to think about it. We'll talk about it after we're finished.
Okay. Matt's got to pick his Silky.
This is tough. I don't know what to do with this Silky pick. It's not one where you're just like, Crosby, right?
Crosby, I mean, as good as chances, maybe any.
Well, yeah, of course. But
the thing is, people love Datsyuk. Nobody hates Datsyuk. Because there's almost an equal amount of people who love and hate Crosby. So when you're talking about fan voting, you got to... pick somebody who doesn't have a...
He has selected McKinnon.
Nathan McKinnon.
For the Silky?
Yep.
Interesting. I never thought of him as a Silky player.
Oh, absolutely. He scores some pretty solid goals.
You got Conn Smythe. That's your last one.
Really? I choose to waive my Conn Smythe pick, as I believe my team has no chance. No, I'm taking Krejci.
Taking Krejci?
David Krejci.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He leads them in scoring every time they make the final. I should be taking Rask, right?
Nope.
Yeah,
so I've got the
I'm going with my heart, and I'm taking Krejci. I think he's going to have a bad regular season.
James Van Riemsdyk.
JVR for the Silky?
Yep.
There's no bad choices, Matt.
He scores some highlight reel type goals.
That's all it takes is one. That's the thing. That's the thing.
And
with
he's
this
in Toronto, so he's going to get the most votes in any category he's up against.
That is smart. But then why not take Kessel? Oh, Kessel's more about snapping goals in rather than...
Yeah, Kessel's... He's got not a great a beast. Shot. But yeah... He's not going to dangle so much. He might, but I figure JVR is probably going to get that dangly.
Yeah, Kadri, you might be right.
I think Kadri has just as good a chance.
Kadri actually would be a good choice, too.
I'm surprised he didn't take more of a homer pick for Norris and pick PK Subban there.
Yeah, I wanted to.
He gets to be happy either way.
Subban won a Norris already.
Yeah.
And he's black.
And he's black, yeah, so they're not going to pick him again.
Do you guys want to pick a black player who scores the most points this year?
No. I have Subban, please.
I'm taking Kane.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's probably a good pick. But you got to wonder with all of the nonsense in Winnipeg.
Matt, again, and by the way, how do we define black?
We're not, that's not a category.
In my opinion, Grant Fuhr is not black because he's at least half white. P.K. Subban is the real deal.
Yeah, but Tiger Woods is half Asian. Is he not black?
But he's not half
Tiger
white.
Tiger Woods is half Asian?
Yeah, well, half Asian is like half black anyway, so he's like 3/4 white. But he's not any part white. So yeah, he's at least...
How is Asian any closer to being African than white people are?
He's much darker skin. That's so, much closer.
Just, we're not talking about genetics or anything. We're talking about color palettes.
We're talking about hair. How curly is his hair? If he matches the certain criteria.
Grant Fuhr had pretty curly hair.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so does Kane. I want to see an NHL player with a big fro that isn't named Mike Commodore. Well, how dare a redhead go around with a fro like that? That's the opposite of black.
I don't know how to spell
Am I finished with my picks?
I wondered
JVR?
About that.
It's like R-I-E-M...
Shit, I should have taken O-E-L for the Norris.
S-D-Y-K, I think.
That's how you spell it.
I'm pretty sure. But I'm not going to put it down there.
Edmonton fans.
JVR.
Edmonton fans used to call Svensson MPJ.
MPJ?
Oh, MPS. Magnus
Bjarvi Svensson.
Yeah. I have an issue with players who insist on having three names.
Yeah, me too.
I like that Svensson dropped his name. Who else did that? Austin?
Well, Nugent Hopkins.
Matt Zuccarello?
Nugent Hopkins should have.
Zuccarello had a third name?
Would you go with Nugent or Hopkins? Because they're both pretty cool names.
Nugent?
Yeah. It's like Ted Nugent or Anthony Hopkins. Who's cooler?
If it was yeah, well, I don't know. There's Johns
Nugent
Hopkins,
is obviously right? Way cooler. Johns Hopkins?
Johns Hopkins, right?
That's his name, right? Johns?
Yeah, Johns. Yeah.
I think there was a Jeopardy thing, and they said John Hopkins, and I was furious.
You were like, no, no!
Did they get it? Did they?
They gave it to him.
They gave it to him?
Yeah.
He was wrong.
That's very... I'm not sure, and I'm going to say I'm less than 50% sure, because Jeopardy almost never...
They never make a mistake, and they'll reverse it.
They do...
They'll come back from a commercial break, and
they are
like,
specific
yeah.
on semantics like that, too.
Very. All right, so that wraps it up. That's a... It was actually a lot more complicated. Scott, how long did this take us when we did it?
Not that long.
I don't know, 20 minutes? Half an hour, maybe?
It adds more than a third of the time. It probably doubles the time to do it with three people.
Yeah, more than that. Because there's a sense of strategy. There's a lot more of a sense of strategy, too. Because after Scott picks one, I don't have to worry.
Yeah, I think half the time we had was just figuring out whose turn it was.
No, you guys were pretty good about that. Not me. Bob was on the ball. Despite Matt. See, Matt was like the banker.
I'm tired.
Matt was like the banker of this.
Which, so it's a good thing I brought my computer, hey? You made fun of it with my European carry-all.
Yeah. Your purse. That's not a purse! I better just smoke this.
It's European!
Before it starts a fire.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Does anyone regret any picks?
Do e-cigarettes start electrical fires?
Maybe. It's just a battery. I don't think so.
Well, maybe over 1,000 years, perhaps.
Well.
Right.
What's if the you store them in with a bunch of oily rags.
What's the half-life on lithium?
Sure. No clue.
I have no idea. It's way...
I mean, the drug.
Caffeine to
the drug.
That.
Not the Nirvana song?
No.
So nobody picked LA.
For anything.
For the Pacific Division.
But not for the Cup.
No,
I would have, but I didn't want to clog the West.
Do you think
full
there's a
teams.
Bias? Do you think there's a bias against teams, trophy winners, etc., are repeating
incumbents?
Yeah, because like think about it before you say what you think. Consider that most of the division winners we chose the winners from last year, and everyone agreed that they were standout.
Well, here's three teams from each division.
There's just three of us. There's only so many good players in the league. There's only so many guys who are really on the radar as top players in the league. And a lot of them have won in the past.
It's true. I'm excited about the Calder. I think it's going to be very interesting because John Gibson and Drysdale both have a very good chance of having a big splash. And so does Drouin. So.
Well, you started it, so you better think Drouin has a good chance.
Well, obviously, or else I wouldn't have picked him. But, yeah, there should be some interesting categories here. I like your Malkin pick for the Art Ross.
Yeah, I forgot about him. I forgot about that.
I liked it. It was kind of.
I don't know about it.
It was off the board a little bit.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah, he's at least a two-time winner.
Yeah,
maybe three.
But he definitely he has a shot. So. Yeah, but I think obviously Obviously, Suter is an interesting pick for the Norris, too. But what?
Yeah, Ross Trigiot.
Let's take a look here. How many times has Malkin won it?
I think he's won it twice.
Yeah.
One, two, yeah.
Look at that. Back-to-back Sedins.
Wow, remarkable.
San Luis last year. Forgot about that.
San Luis won it last year?
Crosby would have dominated, but he got injured.
Oh, right.
San Luis, I think, barely beat him out.
It's weird that San Luis, and it makes me feel better about my Lady Bing pick, because I was thinking that, Datsyuk and the Ryan O'Reilly is pretty much a no-brainer. But I guess not.
St. Louis won the Art Ross in 04, and then again in 2013.
And he won the Cup, and he could have very easily been the Conn Smythe winner that year, too.
Yeah, that's true. He actually should have been, maybe. Well, I don't want to say should have been.
I think Richards got the nod because he had 14 goals, and a lot of them were game winners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Richards was clutch back then.
Yep. He's playing for Pittsburgh now, right?
Nope.
No, he's playing for Chicago.
Chicago, right.
They have him locked up for $2
million. Yeah, well, that's low risk.
Yeah, well, and that's what I mean. Like, it's a great pickup for them and for Brad Richards because he just wants another cup, right?
He's making half of what Brian Bickle makes.
Which is hilarious. But, Brad Richards is kind of a specialist at this point in his career, so.
Yeah, a shit specialist.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can.
Which Richards would you rather have, Brad or Mike?
Mike
Richards.
Because Mike does a lot when he's not scoring.
Mike can skate. He can like he's a decent defensive.
Yeah, but he's a great defensive player. He's very physical. Just ask David Booth.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. David Booth was,
or David Krejci.
He also Toronto.
He also took out David Krejci too. He's got a takes
he's
out the Davids.
Streak.
Really?
He's got that hate for the Davids. He's like Goliath.
Did anyone think when they saw David Booth's signing, it was kind of like the Mason Raymond?
That was the first comment I read.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, look at this. In 1996, Mario Lemieux had 161 points. Since then, nobody's gotten more than 127.
Are you kidding me? 161? And then in 1993, he had 160.
In 60 games.
Oh, man. Look at this. But
this is one of the greatest seasons ever, right here. And this is when he had cancer, too.
Wow. How do you score 160?
He, in my opinion, and I can't comment on Bobby Orr because I never saw him and I wasn't there for the hype, but I think Mario Lemieux is the best player ever. In terms of just maybe even like just his five best seasons, I think he takes Gretzky.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Just the better player. Like, and I think Gretzky was bolstered by playing on a great team. Meanwhile, Lemieux's teams were terrible.
There was another year where Lemieux, later in his career, he missed a bunch of games with a back injury, I think it was. And he still came back and scored a crap load of points.
Well, the first year they won the Cup, 1990-91, he played 26 regular season games and then 44 points in the playoffs. And he got his wrist broken by an Adam Graves slash the next year during the playoffs.
Seriously? He got his wrist broken from a slash?
Yep.
Oh,
he came back, he played 15 total games and got 34 points and won the Conn Smythe.
34 points.
That's how good the Penguins games. Were, is that they won a series without him.
Wow, that's remarkable.
If you look at the he actually played 70 games in 95-96. He was so good. It's ridiculous.
Mario Lemieux was just, it almost wasn't even fair.
Every time he touched the ice, other than his last two seasons, he was putting up way more points than he was playing games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, I didn't know how big he was, but like Mario Lemieux was a big guy.
He was like 6'4"?
Yeah, he was 6'4", and he had like this crazy long reach.
Yep. And like hands as fast as anybody. With that reach and crazy speed and strength.
Well, how tall is Sidney Crosby? Like
5'11 to 6.
Yeah, so imagine like 4 inches more, like more reach and better hands. Well, and that's what you have.
Better hands? I mean, it's tough to say.
Well, I don't know.
Lemieux, compared to his contemporaries, his hands were so much better. Crosby's hands compared to his contemporaries, there could, like Patrick Kane, you could argue, has better hands.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But then, Patrick Kane, that's the best thing about him is his hands.
Well, he's... I don't know. Is it his hands that create all that open space? Because when he gets the puck, it just looks like the game just sort of slows down around him.
Yeah, well, I think it really does slow down because the defenders are afraid to make a move at him.
Yeah,
because he's just so
he can make
good,
him look
yeah.
so bad. Well, it's his speed, too. Like, his hands and his skating. I mean, if you go after him, you better not miss him because he's going to be around you with a clear path to the net.
Yeah,
so guys slow down and back up, and then that just gives him space to create.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but is he better than Evander Kane?
I think so. I'm going to go in.
They're making $10 million, eh?
$10 million.
$10 million.
Yeah, man, that's a big. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cap space.
But if you're going to put cap space into two players,
those are the two players you want
to. I mean, it's hard to.
It'll look like a brilliant signing 3 years.
Does
from
it
now,
make Crosby and Malkin?
It's true.
Does it make Crosby and Malkin making like 18 million combined or 17 million combined? Does that make them look better?
Yes.
What about Perry and Getzlaff?
It makes them be like it makes.
What did they get?
Value.
They got
eight million. Yeah,
eight by eight.
And Kessel, all of a sudden, Kessel making eight.
That's right.
Really,
I forgot Kessel's
too.
Making eight, and Dion Phaneuf is making eight. Seven.
So all of a sudden, you look at: would you rather have Kane and Taves at 10 when Kessel's making 8? Like it's
and
just not
Phaneuf
even.
And is making 7.
Phaneuf is making 7. I can't believe that they haven't. Well, I guess they can unload Subban's that contract.
Nine.
Eh? That's
nine's pretty. Yeah.
8.5.
But why not 9? Who's a more valuable player to his team in the league than Subban?
That's true.
Yeah.
We kind of picked him for the Hearts.
He's got the playoff pedigree. He's been to the conference final twice. He's got a Norris. He's a superstar.
Yes.
I mean, superstars. I think that the Kane and Taves thing will push him up to 9 for sure.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Matt,
there.
Were you exercising your quads?
I'm trying to stretch out a little bit here.
Are you healthy?
No, not yet. I'm doing physio quite a bit, but the
physio for what?
Shoulder. I dislocated my shoulder playing hockey. And
oh.
It didn't. It's sore.
All the body checking.
Well, I was reaching for a ball, and it wasn't even a hard hit. I just got hit from behind at just the right angle, and it popped out, and I popped her back in and kept playing, and it was a poor decision.
Yeah, and I sprained cartilage in my rib cage from a cross check, and it wasn't even that big a cross check. It just got me in the right spot.
Cartilage, eh?
Yeah. Thanks. It was brutal for about 8 days.
But I'll hopefully back, not this, you know, maybe next Thursday. I'm hoping to be back to playing and just to test it out, see how it goes.
Good for you, man. My wrist is fucked again. Just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I can't do anything without, like, sharp pain.
Sucks.
Got arthritis.
Wounded. You really? You have arthritis in it? That's what you're thinking?
That's the doctor. That's his best guess.
Have you?
I've had x-rays.
Go and see a rheumatologist or something and get him to look into it.
Look, my doctor would have referred me if he thought. You're not my doctor.
Yeah, but if your doctor was smart and they actually thought you had arthritis, then they would send you to a rheumatologist who tests for arthritis generally so that they can say, yeah, you have it or you don't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. My doctor gives me pills whenever I want and isn't very good, and it's worth it.
All right. Well, that seems like a good offset then.
It's a good relationship.
Seems like you guys have a great working relationship.
Yeah. I can get lorazepam, fucking codeine anytime I want.
All right, doc. Hey, it's 6 p.m. and I get it. Yeah.
So I guess you want to leave, hey?
I gotta go.
All right, Bob. That means you have to leave too.
Well, we're talking about medical issues, so I think that's officially the end of the podcast.
Hold on, we have at least 2 minutes left.
We gotta hit the post.
I'll just throw this.
2 hours and 22 minutes.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a long podcast.
No, actually, like ours are standard about 2.5 hours. So,
do you guys just ramble on like fuck?
Yep.
Absolutely, you should listen.
What
to
else
it.
Are we gonna do?
We're on iTunes, man. We're on iTunes. We're famous.
Matt, anybody can be on iTunes. Bob. It costs zero money to be on iTunes.
No, that's why I'm saying we're famous.
How many downloads do you guys get?
None.
I don't think any. I listen.
Wait, one?
Joey.
Two? Joey. Three.
Have you listened to the last one?
Yeah, I started listening to it yesterday.
Do you go to scottgoglin.com?
No, I put it on iTunes.
scottgoglin.com?
You bet. Of course there is, man. I'm an entity.
You're something.
I'm something.
You are something. He's got you there, Dad. If you lived in any other country in the world, you would have starved to death a long time ago.
We're the MTV generation. We don't get really excited or depressed about anything. What's that like? Is that the first ever use of the word meh?
It could be.
And I don't like that it entered the lexicon so strongly.
It's a great word.
No, it's not.
Lexicon?
Meh.
Oh.
Rubicon.
That you were saying lexicon's a good word. I thought like, lexicon is it's a fun word.
It is a good word.
It's a fun word.
What about controversy?
Can what?
Controversy?
Is that like controversy?
It's something in Civ.
Oh. What is this we're listening to here, Scott?
Tool.
Tool?
Mm-hmm.
Which album?
Einema.
Is it, called Einema?
It's a it's that weird looking A.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. I wasn't making fun. I was curious.
I think so, Einema?
Okay.
Yeah, it probably means something that only they know because they're a bunch of dorks.
They are. They're
they would never have the guts to just call their album bad.
One of my favorite things about Tool is that they're still touring on their original album.
What do you mean?
Well, not original album, but they're still... They've been touring for, like, years and years and years. Like, every couple of years they have a tour, and it's all... It's not a new music. Most bands need new music.
Tool has released a new album every year for the last 5 years, dummy.
What?
You're an idiot.
What are you talking about?